Welcome back to Thresherville, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the first television broadcast of the Clearwater Threshers Broadcast Network as we have our home opener in the 2024 season, the Threshers taking on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. My name is Josh Sperber. I will be giving you the play-by-play 128 more times, including tonight, and hopefully a couple more times in the postseason as well. Clearwater and Fort Myers both got off to a great start this season, taking their respective opening series. The Threshers taking the first two out of three games against the Bradenton Marauders, and Fort Myers taking two of three against the Tampa Tarpons. That series was at home, so Fort Myers traveling for the first time. The Threshers with the first time here at BayCare Ballpark in 2024. The Mighty Muscles will be without Walker Jenkins, though, that one of the top prospects and their fifth-round pick overall in the 2024 draft of the Minnesota Twins. The Threshers, not a lot on the injury front, but coming off of a 4-0 defeat to Bradenton where they mustered just three hits. The good news, there is some help on the rehab front. Otto Kemp and Ricardo Rosario both in the lineup for the Clearwater Threshers, but one of the four rehab assignments that the Threshers began the season with has already been transferred. Orion Kirkering, big league pitcher for the Phillies, continuing his rehab assignment in Lehigh Valley starting tonight. The Threshers have Kemp at third, Rosario DHing, and in the bullpen, Christian Hernandez, but he threw on Sunday, so unlikely that he'll be throwing once again today, though. We do know one person that's throwing, and that is Luke Russo, getting his first ever start for the Clearwater Threshers in the pros. However you slice it, Luke Russo making his debut as a professional after three solid seasons at Eastern Michigan University, coming off of 2023, where he was 6-4 in 17 appearances, 11 of those from the starting mound. A career highs across the board, 107 strikeouts in 78 innings at the Division I level at EMU, and two saves in his six appearances out of the pen as well. Russo, the starter for the Clearwater Threshers tonight. And he brings a five-pitch mix. Not very often you see guys this low in the minor league ladder with that many pitches, but a whole bunch to command for Russo. A four-seamer, sinker, changer, curve, and a slider that Russo will be offering against these Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. They played three times against the Threshers last year, and it was an even 10-10 split. Threshers won 6 of 9 in Fort Myers, including a playoff clinching game back in June to win themselves the first half championship, but Fort Myers got the better of them here at BayCare Ballpark. In the 11 games they played, the Mighty Muscles won 7. The Threshers won 4 in a season-ending hurricane-shortened series as part of that action as well. You got the Mighty Muscles getting ready. Byron Churio in the on-deck circle for Fort Myers. No relation to Jackson Churio, the number 2 prospect in all of the major leagues and recent mega deal signee with the Milwaukee Brewers. Byron Churio will be the leadoff man for these Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. He is in the left-handed batter's box, switch hitter against the right-handed throwing Luke Russo, ready to get started. And for the first time since spring training, we've got baseball here at BayCare Ballpark. First pitch of the night, a fastball just missing on the outside edge for ball number 1 to Byron Churio. Now Russo winds and deals. High fly ball out to left field. Walton is there. He drifts underneath it, and he'll make the catch for the first out in the contest. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles after Churio's fly out to left field. Coming up to the plate right now is Rain Duncan, the third baseman. Jose Rodriguez after him. Brandon Winokur, the cleanup man, with Isak Pena hitting fifth. Pancho Ruiz, then Carlos Aguiar, Rafael Cruz, and Angel Del Rosario as the first pitch misses low and in to Duncan for ball number 1. Two first pitches missing the zone from Russo. As I mentioned, the five-pitch mix from the EMU graduate as he deals 1-0, breaking ball low, and now it's a 2-0 count. Four-seam fastball, looks like it's in the low to mid-90s for him. Sinker, change, curve, and a slider. Definitely a guy who preys on location. Now the wind in the 2-0 pitch. Fastball inside, 3-1. or 3-0, excuse me, 93 on the radar gun for that heater against Rain Don Cone. Some returners for these Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Don Cone, not one of them, though, new to the roster this year. 3-0 pitch bounces into the glove of Hediger, and that is ball four. First walk of the evening for Luke Russo, and as Jose Rodriguez comes into the starting lineup, we will take a look at the defensive alignment for the Clearwater Threshers, a similar lineup as they have had for most of the season, with Keaton Anthony meeting the runner over at first base, where Don Cone is taking the lead. First pitch, fastball upstairs, bounces out and away the glove of Hediger, putting Don Cone to second base on what should be called a passed ball. Jose Rodriguez is in the batter's box, left fielder for the Mighty Muscles. That's five straight balls now for Luke Russo. The rest of the defense for the Threshers: Devin Saltabon at second, currently holding on Don Cone, Aiden Miller at short, and Otto Kemp rehabbing at third base. Caden Hediger awaits the pitch from Russo. 1-0 breaking ball misses outside, and it's a 2-0 count to Jose Rodriguez. In the outfield, left to right for the Threshers: TJ Walton in left, Avery Owusu-Asiedu out in the center, and Raylan Heredia at his customary right field position. He already has a couple of outfield assists from that spot. Now the 2-0 to Rodriguez, fouled away back into the netting, and it's 2-1. Rodriguez, rated the number 26 prospect on the Twins by MLB Pipeline. A whole lot of variety on his list. 21 on Baseball America, 23 on The Athletic. After leading the FCL Twins in hits and home runs last season. 2-1 pitch, fastball inside, now it's 3-1. Runner on second with one out here in the first inning on the Threshers' home opener here in 2024. Three balls, one strike, and Russo deals. This one hit in the air out to center field. Short run back for Owusu-Asiedu. He makes the catch for the second out. And a routine play for Avery out in center. That'll bring up the cleanup man for the Mighty Muscles, Brandon Whitaker. California native, drafted in the third round of 2023. And he played in 17 games for the FCL Twins and averaged one RBI per game. Four homers, 17 ribbies with a .288 average last year, including one in his professional debut. Quick glance at second for Russo. A second look, and now the pitch. Fastball fouled back into the netting. It's an 0-1 count for Brandon Whitaker. 6'6", 210 pounds for the utility man. Coming off of a state championship year and signed for almost $700,000, I'm not bad at math, I apologize, over the slot value, $1 million signing bonus, which is not common for a third round pick, as the breaking ball gets in for a called strike two. So clearly the Twins saw something in him that they really wanted to make sure he made their squad this year. 0-2 is the count. And Whitaker awaits the 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball. Called strike three on the inside corner. Nasty slider to get Whitaker from Russo. He's got his first pro strikeout, and the Threshers escape the top of the first unscathed. No runs, no hits, no errors, one left, and the Threshers coming to bat for the first time at home in the 2024 season. Next.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Do you like tacos? And come on down to Big Hair Ballpark for Taps and Tacos Night, presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Every Thursday home game, we have great deals at Moe's Tacos Cart in left field and drink specials throughout the ballpark. Top-notch tacos pair well with half-price fountain drinks, waters, as well as draft beers and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Bar. Get your tickets at ThreshersBaseball.com and come with an appetite.
keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
Welcome back into BayCare Ballpark. Josh Sperber here with you on the Threshers home opener. Solid top of the first inning from Luke Russo. Now we get to see the season debut of Cesar Lares, a 20-year-old international free agent signed last year by the Twins, taking on the Clearwater Threshers after an 0-4 season with 9 starts in the Complex League last year. He'll face off against a tough Threshers lineup led by T.J. Walton, product of the IMG Academy, who made his Threshers debut in Bradenton. He lines one out to right field, but right into the glove of Aguiar for the first out of the first inning. So, quick first out for T.J. Walton and the Threshers. Now Aiden Miller comes up to the plate as we give you the Threshers starting lineup. Walton with the lineup. Now Aiden Miller up at the dish. Devin Saltamon is the number 3 hitter on deck for Clearwater. First pitch from Lares, fastball right down the pipe, and it's an 0-1 count. The rest of the Threshers lineup continues with Otto Kemp rehabbing in the cleanup spot. Caden Hediger bats behind him at 5, Ricardo Rosario 6th, Raylan Heredia the number 9 hitter as Miller takes a breaking ball low for ball 1. Number 8 in the order, Avery Owusu-Asidu and Keaton Anthony rounding out the Threshers' batting order for the home opener. 1-1 to Miller, inside on the breaker, and it's a 2-1 count. Despite an 8.13 ERA for the Complex League Twins, Lares, a strikeout pitcher who tied for the team lead in K's last year, as the fastball misses upstairs to Miller. 43 strikeouts in 31 innings pitched, but he also allowed 28 earned runs over that same frame. 3-1 to Miller now. Fastball inside, and the first base runner at BayCare Ballpark of the season for Clearwater is last year's first-round draft pick, Aiden Miller. He's on with a walk with one out in the first inning. And now Devin Saltamon makes his BayCare Ballpark debut for the Threshers as we look at the defense for the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Rafael Cruz over at first base holding Miller on the bag. Then Isak Pena at second base as the first pitch misses for a ball, and Miller slides in safely with the stolen base quickly on the takeoff, and Aiden Miller has his second steal of the year. Even if Whitaker had caught that ball, they would not have had a chance. 2 steals and 2 attempts for Aiden Miller, really focusing on speed so far this season. 1-0 to Saltamon as Lares looks back at first base. We'll give you the rest of the defense after this pitch. 1-0 inside, and it's a 2-0 count on now Devin Saltamon. The rest of the Mighty Muscles defensive alignment, you've got Isak Pena at second, Rafael Cruz at first, Matt Whitaker over at short, or Brandon Whitaker over at short, and Rain Doncon at third base. Saltamon holds up his swing, rightly so. The breaking ball misses low and in, and it's a 3-0 count. The Threshers have been way ahead of Lares so far. Pancho Ruiz catching Cesar Lares with an outfield for the Mighty Muscles of Jose Rodriguez and Carlos Aguiar in the corners, with former Dunedin Blue Jay Angel Del Rosario in center field. 3-1 count to Saltamon now as the get-me-over fastball settles in for strike one. And Miller slowly extends his lead on second with Pena there holding him on. 3-1 now to Saltamon. Hard ground ball, base in into right field, and Miller's going to be waved around third. Aguiar's up with it. He's got a nice throw home. It is not cut off, but not in time. First run of the season goes to Miller, and Saltamon slides into second safely. Devin Saltamon with an RBI single, and he gets to second base. 1-0 Threshers from a pair of 2023 draft picks. That's what Phillies fans want to see in Clearwater. Great running and a good piece of hitting by Devin Saltamon for the first run of the home slate of 2024. As we take a look at the replay, Aguiar just a good throw but unable to get it in time. Now a man stepping up to the plate who Threshers fans are quite familiar with, Otto Kemp, who spent most of the season with the Threshers last year, was called up at the end of July and enjoyed a successful campaign with Jersey Shore. He gets hit on the leg with the first pitch from Lawrez, and now the Threshers have two on with just one out. Last three have reached base for Clearwater, and Caden Hediger stepping up to the plate. And he made quite an impression at the bat in his last appearance. 2-for-3 with the Threshers' second homer of the season. A 2-run blast that hit the top of the umbrellas behind the bar over at Lecom Park. Truly a big shot from Caden Hediger as it looks like Brian Ritchie, the pitching coach in his first year for the Mighty Muscles, stepping onto the mound, having a meeting with Lawrez and the catcher Pancho Ruiz. Home plate umpire Frank Jones there to break it out with Jared Neal as the bases umpire. So those are the two in blue in the umpiring crew. And now the switch hitting catcher Caden Hediger up to the dish. A homer and three RBIs. Most ribbies in a game for any Threshers player over the first series. Pierce Bennett, who's on the bench to start today, also a guy who had three ribbies in Bradenton, as the fastball misses upstairs to Hediger, making the count 1-0. Two good base runners. Otto Kemp had about 10 stolen bases for the Threshers last year. And Saltabon with good speed over in second base. 1-0 the count to Hediger. Lawrez scanning the base pass, now takes a deep breath, and he deals. Breaking ball low, and it's 2-0. So Hediger just one game played, as Marty Malloy does a really good job of rotating his catchers. You saw Ryan Leach and Jordan Disson getting most of the time behind the plate last year, rotating just about every other game with the exception of the playoffs. Now the 2-0. Breaking ball up and in, and it's 3-0. Lara's having a tough time finding the strike zone so far on this imposing Threshers lineup here at BayCare Ballpark. Already 1-0 Clearwater on that Saltabon RBI single. Now two on, two out. Saltabon's on second. Kemp on first for the Threshers. And now the pitch. 3-0, curveball, low and in, and that is ball number four. So the last five pitches for Lawrez, one hit Kemp, and the next four were balls for the second walk of the game. That'll bring up Ricardo Rosario with a loaded set of bases. Saltabon's on third, Kemp on second, and Hediger on first base, with the Threshers already leading 1-0, and one of the more dangerous hitters in the lineup for Clearwater. Rosario had 7 homers and almost 40 RBIs for Clearwater last season, as he takes a first pitch fastball for a called strike on the inside corner. Rosario, though, just as dangerous in the postseason as in the regular season. 3 RBIs and 4 hits and 12 at-bats in the playoffs after posting a .236 average throughout the 2023 season. 1-1 the count to Rosario now, with still a loaded set of bags. Michael Jones, the bench coach, coaching first base for Clearwater. Marty Malloy is ready to move those runners on home over at third. Rosario out in front of the breaker, swing and a miss, and it's a 1-2 count. Rosario on the Jersey Shore injured list, one of the two rehabbing players in the Threshers lineup tonight. The other one is Otto Kemp on second base, began the season with an injury, and is likely headed up to Reading in Double-A after his stint with the Threshers end. Swing and a miss, Rosario behind the heater, and that is the first K of the day for Cesar Lauren. Two gone in the first inning, 1-0 lead for the Threshers, and Raylan Heredia coming up to the plate. Strong-armed right fielder who's got a whole lot of power behind him. 4 homers in the Complex League and one with Clearwater in a successful 2023 season for the Phillies' number 20 prospect. Fastball missing upstairs, and it's a 1-0 count to the Threshers' right fielder. Played 2 games against Bradenton, the last one being on Saturday, where went 2-for-4 with a double and a run. Solid game after going 0-for-3 in game number 1, but he's reached base in both games he's played this season. 1-0 pitch, fastball upstairs, called strike 1, and the count evens to 1-1. Lara is a guy not too much to show velocity-wise. 91-92 is about where you'll see his fastball sit, but he's got good breaking pitches, certainly stuff that's going to play at this level. Now the 1-1 Heredia. Breaking ball inside, and it's 2-1. No room for error for Cesar Lares, and the Threshers have already taken advantage of the bases loaded plenty of times, specifically talking about the eighth inning against Bradenton on Saturday night, where they had three straight batters walk after one batter got hit by a pitch, all with the bases loaded, as a fastball misses low to make it a 3-1 to Raylan Heredia. And Clearwater certainly hoping they can get a run parade like that to start off their season here at home. And right now, it's looking pretty darn good for the Threshers faithful. New baseball coming for Cesar Lares. Frank Jones giving him a new one after he tosses the other into the Threshers dugout. Bases are loaded for Clearwater. Saltadon's on third, Kemp on second, Hediger on first, and a 3-1 to Raylan Heredia. Here comes a pitch from Lares. High foul ball going over the sweet level, and the count will fill up at 3-2. Runners going on the pitch. Three balls, two strikes, two outs, and a whole lot at stake here for both sides. Quick timeout for Heredia. Steps back in. Loaded set of bags and two strikes on him. Payoff pitch coming from Lares as he takes a look at the field. 10 seconds on the pitch clock as he readies the pitch. Payoff curveball called strike three. And Heredia doesn't like it, but he also will not challenge. Back-to-back K's end the inning for Lares, but the Threshers still get some damage done, getting one run across on one hit, but they leave the bases loaded without an error recorded in the inning. Threshers get a run in the first. They lead it 1-0 as we head to the second on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Watch me now. Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by BayCare, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25 per child per season, kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the BayCare Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
Don't forget to follow the Clearwater Threshers on Facebook at Threshers Baseball to keep up with the action all season long. Don't forget they're on Twitter at Threshers, also at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. They're on TikTok as well. Pretty much any social place where you can get social media, you can follow the Clearwater Threshers, and we recommend that you do because they've got great content on there all season long. Right now, we've got a great game brewing. 1-0 lead for the Threshers. They have the game's first hit and run at BayCare Ballpark in the first. Shutout first inning for Russo. He sends the first pitch outside for ball one to Isak Pena. Second baseman with one RBI and an average of 143 in the three-game series at home against Tampa. Next pitch fouled away on the breaking ball, and the count evens at one ball and one strike. It'll be Pena, Ruiz, and Aguiar for Fort Myers. Interesting way that they designed their lineup. All of the returning mighty muscles from 2023, the bottom third of the order, guys that have seen Florida State League pitching before. Broken bat, comebacker at Russo, and he makes the catch. Unbelievable snag as Russo dodging the baseball and blocking his head with the glove. A highlight reel defensive play to get the first out in the second inning. And I don't think Russo can believe he caught that one. That was a really difficult catch, but Russo making it look easy for the first out in the second inning. That'll bring up Pancho Ruiz, the catcher. And Russo not messing around, just waiting on that first base side of the rubber. And as Ruiz sets in, Russo sets up and sends the breaking ball over for a first pitch strike. Three-year man at Eastern Michigan was Russo. Taken by the Phillies in the draft last year as Ruiz fouls a fastball away to drop the count to 0-2. 16th round pick by Luke Russo. Career 110 innings over 3 years at Eastern Michigan. Making his pro debut tonight following a 10-5 career at the D1 level. 0-2 pitch, fouled away, and will do it again. Russo, one of the pitchers that didn't get a chance to throw in the complex league last year, something that's quite common with pitchers, especially ones like Russo, who threw 78 innings on the dot in his final season at Eastern Michigan. 0-2. Breaking ball, just missing low, and it's a 1-2 count. 107 strikeouts in those 78 innings, leading the MAC conference for the academic All-MAC selection. One ball, two strikes. Now the pitch. Just got a piece of it. Ruiz barely staying alive, just shaving the rawhide, fouling away the second pitch of the at-bat, and it remains a 1-2 count. Quick timeout for Ruiz. Now Russo awaits the pitch as he kicks and deals. 1-2. Just got a piece of it, but bouncing off the plate before it goes into fair territory. And are they going to call that an out? Because the third base coach right now for the Mighty Muscles is wanting to say that was foul. It sounded to me like it bounced off the plate, but now Frank Jones and Jared Neal will have a conference over at first base, and Ruiz will stay alive. And now Marty Malloy doesn't agree with the call. Because you clearly saw the Threshers made the out. The ball bounced into fair territory. Just the only unclear part was if it bounced on the plate or not. Ruiz didn't even try to run to first base. Now let's see if we can maybe get an angle if the ball bounced on the plate. It was tough to tell from that, but I don't know if we're going to be able to see it clearly. So it's probably going to end up being called a foul ball, despite Marty's argument with the home plate umpire. Well, some minor league news. Justin Crawford already has his first home run of the season. As we take a look at the Jersey Shore game, already leading 7-0 over the Hickory Crawdads in South Atlantic League action. We'll give you the rest of that scoreboard in the next inning, though. 1-2 to Ruiz still. Russo deals, and another pitch fouled away. That's 4 2-strike foul balls from Pancho Ruiz, with that last one being the longest. As Carlos Aguiar, guy who hit a couple of home runs against the Threshers last year, waiting in the wings for the Mighty Muscles. One ball, two strikes to Ruiz. 1-0 lead for the Threshers in the top second. Russo deals. High fly ball should stay on the infield, and Saltaban looks like he's camped under it. He eases back to make the catch for the second out in the fourth inning. Now Carlos Aguiar coming up to the plate. Guy who played more against the Threshers last year than any other Mighty Muscles player. Full season man on Fort Myers' roster, but he did suffer with a couple of injuries that slowed down what was otherwise a successful season. Aguiar named a Florida State League All-Star at the end of the year. First pitch to Aguiar, fastball missing upstairs, and it is a 1-0 count. Two gone in the second inning. Threshers lead 1-0. Aguiar 9 games against the Threshers last year. Went 5-for-26 against Clearwater with 2 homers and 4 RBIs as he swings and misses at a breaking ball to make it 1-1. But in those 26 at-bats, Aguiar also struck out 9 times against Clearwater pitching. Bounces a breaker foul, and the count drops to 1-2. Two outs. Slight lefty shift for the left-handed hitting Aguiar. The righty, Russo, winds and deals. Fastball up and in. Carlos ducks out of the way to even the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. And Saltaban with his heels on the outfield, grass over at second. Miller playing back at short, shifted almost directly behind the Keystone sack. And the third baseman, Kemp, shifted over towards short. 2-2. Wave and a whiff, strike three, and Luke Russo has ended each of the first two innings with a strikeout. A 1-2-3 second inning keeps it at 1-0 as the Threshers lead the Mighty Muscles heading into the home half of the second inning.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
The Clearwater Threshers are back, which means the best baseball experience is returning to Bay Care Ballpark. Our first series starts on April 9th, and we've got a packed week of baseball fun for everyone. After Tuesday's opening night, we have our first Bay Care Silver Sharks Night on April 10th, followed by the return of Taps and Tacos, presented by Moe's, on Thursday the 11th. Our first weekend is full of fireworks, with the best show in town lighting up after the games on Fridays and Saturdays. Season ticket holders do free on Sundays, so make sure to get your tickets now at threshersbaseball.com.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games.
Get some of your favorite ballpark items for just $1 every Tuesday at BayCare Ballpark. You can get berm tickets and select food and drink items all for just $1. Brought to you by Top Notch Pest Control. And we've got our first Dollar Tuesday tonight on the first Threshers Broadcast Network television broadcast on Bally Live and Minor League TV all season long. Josh Sperber here with you with the rest of our fantastic broadcast and production crew as we get set for the Threshers 2024 season. Owusu Asiedu grounds the first pitch of the second over to short. Winokur to first in time, and Rafael Cruz squeezes it for the first out. So Avery Owusu Asiedu, an aggressive hitter, 3-for-11 on the season now as he grounds out to start off the bottom of the second inning. 1-0 the lead for the Threshers, and they've continued the trend of really solid starting pitching. Jake Eddington, the only starter who's let up more than one run in a game so far this season. Keaton Anthony takes the first pitch, a breaking ball for ball number one. And it's a 1-0 count as Anthony now the last member of the starting lineup to get an at-bat in today's contest. Hot shot foul ball onto the roof over the big Shark Club over on the right field line. One ball, one strike, the crowd. Unfortunately, Anthony's Iowa Hawkeyes not victorious in the women's college basketball final a couple days ago. He was very excited when we were watching that one on the bus as it counts 2-1. Soon as the game turned on TV, the game started right as we were leaving Bradenton that Sunday. Heard a loud cheer from the back, and I looked around and I saw Keaton Anthony up on his seat and getting ready to watch the Hawkeyes as he takes another fastball to make it a 3-1 count. So big congrats to South Carolina and UConn, who won the men's Final Four last night. 3-1 pitch. Hard ground ball right to the third baseman, but gets through the glove of Doncone. He picks it up, goes to first in time, as Anthony nabbed by a couple steps, two away on what could have been a costly error for Fort Myers. 1-0 the lead for the Threshers, and one trip around their order is complete. T.J. Walton now stepping up to the plate for Clearwater. He went after the first pitch of the game and sent it in to right field for a flyout. IMG Academy product had an RBI against Bradenton, but is still looking for his first hit as a Thresher as he takes the first pitch breaking ball for ball number one. Walton had a solid start to his career in the Complex League last season when he was taken in the fourth round by the Phillies in last year's draft. 2-0 as the curve misses low to the 19-year-old out of IMG Academy. Kind of fitting that he made his pro debut in Bradenton just 15 minutes from where he played most of his high school ball. Now the 2-0. High fly ball down the right field line, drifting toward foul territory. Aguiar running it down at the wall. He makes the catch for the final out in the second inning. So the Threshers go down in order in the second inning, and we'll see 9-1 and 2 come up for the Mighty Muscles in the third. 1-0 Threshers, third inning up next.
The Clearwater Threshers are back, which means the best baseball experience is returning to Bay Care Ballpark. Our first series starts on April 9th, and we've got a packed week of baseball fun for everyone. After Tuesday's opening night, we have our first Bay Care Silver Sharks night on April 10th, followed by the return of Taps and Tacos, presented by Moe's, on Thursday the 11th. Our first weekend is full of fireworks, with the best show in town lighting up after the games on Fridays and Saturdays. Season ticket holders be free on Sundays, so make sure to get your tickets now at threshersbaseball.com.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Sharks Senior Club membership. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York.
After the Threshers take on the Mighty Muscles this coming Friday and Saturday night, stick around for the best fireworks show in town. And we've got a whole lot more on Friday as well. After Friday's game, DJ Filthy will be at the Tiki Bar, expecting a lot of people there for a nice big post-game party. And the Tiki Bar, certainly where it's at after any Threshers game. Rafael Cruz fouls away the first pitch slider from Luke Russo to start off the third inning, 0-1. 1-0 the lead for Clearwater, one hit for the Threshers so far. That's Saltabon RBI single. 0-1 coming to Cruz now as Russo deals. Swing and a miss, another nasty slider from Luke Russo. And the count is 0-2. Rafael Cruz joined the Mighty Muscles ahead of the Threshers' June series, where they end up clinching their playoff spot against Fort Myers. Played around the infield, but now at first base tonight for his first time against Clearwater, where he has played third, short, and second. As he fouls this one, ricocheting off the Threshers' dugout to make it to keep it 0-2. Rafael Cruz, brother of O'Neill Cruz, who is already making another splash back from injury with the Pirates in the show. 0-2 now to Cruz. High fly ball, foul once again, and Cruz continuing to swing away and fend off Russo's pitches. Threshers have some pitchers up and about in the bullpen, but no one getting loose just yet in the top of the third inning. Russo has gotten his command down pretty well, 34 pitches, 22 for strikes. This one hammered out to center field. Owusu Asiedu into the gap, and he's going to wait for it to bounce off the wall. Two hops in the wall, and Owusu Asiedu gets it, sends it into the cutoff man as Cruz is in with a stand-up double for the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles' first hit of today's game. Second time this season the Threshers have surrendered an extra base hit for their first. The fifth inning of Saturday's game, George Clausen had a perfect game going into the fifth inning. And Jack Herman, left fielder for the Marauders, doubled to break that perfect game bid. Second first Saturday in a row for the Threshers where they had a starter go four perfect innings. Sam Aldegary did it, and a combined no-hitter on Saturday the 8th to start off 2023. Angel Del Rosario taking a bunt back as the breaking ball misses inside to make it a 1-0 count. Blue Jays member, counted from the Rule 5 draft, did the Twins. And now Del Rosario remaining in low and single A, this time with the Mighty Muscles. 1-0, high fly ball out to left field. Walton is there. It's going to bounce right in front of him for a base hit as he rifles the throw into third, but Cruz is there safely. So back-to-back knocks to start out the third for the Mighty Muscles. Cruz on third base on Heldel Rosario with his first hit in the Twins organization after a successful season as a utility man for primarily Dunedin. Now Caden Hediger sending out the sign to the infield, letting him know where to shift for Byron Churio, designated hitter leading off for Fort Myers, who flied out to Walton in left. in his last time up. Short lead off first base for Del Rosario. Certainly a stealing threat as a swing to miss for Churio on the Russo fastball. Starts the count at 0-1. 1-0 the lead for the Threshers, but no outs, and runners on the corners have a tough situation to start off the third inning for Fort Myers. Del Rosario creeps towards second as Russo deals. Fastball just got a piece of it to Churio, and the count's 0-2. Certainly attacking Byron so far, who had a really nice series at 462 in the first three games against Tampa. Also drove in a run for the Tarpons. Nothing into the count. As Russo keeps his focus on the plate, Del Rosario goes. Fastball misses. Great throw from Hediger, but not in time as Del Rosario gets his first steal of the season. And Hediger had about as good a throw as you can get, but Angel Del Rosario with a nice jump from first to nullify a potential double play. Surprisingly, the Threshers infield staying back and not shifting in with two runners in scoring position for Fort Myers. 1-2 count to Churio as Russo sets up from the first base side of the rubber. Time called. And it's a pitch clock violation on Russo, so ball two is going to be an automatic ball number two for Luke Russo. Two balls, two strikes, no one out. Del Rosario on second as Churio takes a fastball just missing to make it 3-2. Cruz on third for Fort Myers with Kemp holding him on closely. It's Miller holding on Del Rosario on second base. Payoff pitch. Hit the other way to first. Anthony's got it. Only play to first base. Russo tags the bag, but the tying run scores, and it evens up at 1-1 on an RBI 3-1 ground out from Byron Churio, his second ribby of the season. Cruz scores to tie up the ball game, and Angel Del Rosario, the go-ahead run, now moves 90 feet away from giving Fort Myers their first lead of the ball game. Now the infield in for the Threshers with Rendon Khan over at the plate. Third baseman 0-0 with a walk and a steal. Ground ball, foul down the third base line. Lucky for the Threshers because that could have been a whole lot of trouble. Would have scored the runner easily from third, but the score stays at 1-1. Count 0-1. Score 1-1. If one out in the top of the third inning. Russo deals. Breaking ball, missing inside, and it's 1-1 now. Infield in for the Threshers. The right side almost on the infield grass. Miller and Kemp playing at relatively normal depth. Just pushed in a bit. 1-1. Line drive out to left field. Should be deep enough to score. Walton makes the catch. Del Rosario breaks for home, and the throw is cut off, and the Mighty Muscles now have the lead. Sacrifice fly for Rendon Khan and his sixth RBI of the season, leading the Mighty Muscles. And the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles taking the lead at 2-1 here in the third inning. Jose Rodriguez now with a clear set of bases. Infield back to regular depth. Two outs in the top of the third. Russo deals. Breaking ball inside. And now the count is 1-0. The 1-0. Swing and a miss over the top of that breaking ball, and the count evens at one ball and one strike. Two gone in the third. Russo deals. Popped up into foul territory. Kemp sprinting towards the Threshers dugout. Near the camera guy, he leaps and it's foul. Good to see our camera guy unfazed after almost getting a little bump in the noggin over at third. And now the count drops to 1-2. No cameramen or people were hurt in the making of this broadcast so far, but it is only the third inning. Hopefully that just holds still throughout the rest of the game. 1-2 the count to Rodriguez. Russo, glove up to the nose. He winds, kicks, and deals the 1-2. Wave and a whiff, strike three. Rodriguez can't find the slider, and that is the third inning-ending strikeout for Luke Russo. But two runs score for the Mighty Muscles on two hits, no errors, nobody left on base, and Threshers trailing for the first time tonight. 2-1 the score as we head to the bottom of the third on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro League's All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
We've got something special for our first Beach Dogs night of 2024. Catch some Beach Dogs baseball with your furriest friend and treat them to a live concert after the game. The Bay Area's number one country band, Whiskey County, kicks off our Truly Hard Seltzer concert series with a live set after the game on Friday, April 26th. All dog tickets benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas, so get tickets for you and your pup today at threshersbaseball.com.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to BayCare Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more.
Our next game is tomorrow, April 10th. Once again, the Threshers will take on the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Games open at 5:30 for a 6:30 first pitch. Gates open at 5:30 for a 6:30 first pitch tomorrow. Make sure to get your tickets now at threshersbaseball.com or talk to one of our ticket office representatives if you're here at the ballpark. 2-1 the score. Now Aiden Miller up to the plate for the Threshers. A pair of RBIs in Bradenton in a solid first series for the 27th pick. This one lifted high in the air out to center field. Del Rosario is there. He camps, reaches, and catches to start off the third inning. One gone, and now Devin Saltavon up to the plate. Miller, the run scorer on Saltavon's RBI single. That started off the scoring here tonight. And Saltavon, one for one, his second hit of the season after going one for nine in two games over in Bradenton. First pitch to Devin, swing and a miss, and the count is 0-1. Saltavon was one of the guys profiled by the Phillies on social media a couple days ago as he swings and rip run down the left field line. Rodriguez is there, backs up to make the catch, two gone in the third inning. And to keep a long story short, Phillies like the contact rate that Saltavon has, thinks he's a guy who can really improve his power numbers as he builds on his 5'9", 185 frame. So two quick outs to start off the third inning. Threshers trail 2-1 to Fort Myers. That's both the scoreline and the hit numbers in that order. Fort Myers, two runs on two hits. Threshers, one on one. Now Otto Kemp, the third batter in the third, takes the first pitch low for ball one after he was plunked on the first pitch that he took back in the first inning. 1-0 the count and the pitch. High fly ball over the stadium and out of play. Count evens at 1-1 for Otto Kemp. A couple of former Threshers to start the year over at the complex with an injury. Kemp, Rosario here tonight. Christian Hernandez also rehabbing for Clearwater as the curveball settles in on the outside corner. Good pitch for Larez to fool Kemp into a 1-2 count. One ball, two strikes. Larez winds, kicks, and deals. Well off the plate on the breaking ball, and the count evens at 2-2. Kemp about a 250 hitter for the Threshers in the first couple months of the season before the Jersey Shore call-up. Also owned the Threshers' longest on-base streak of last year at 29 consecutive games. 2-2 pitch, fastball up and away, and that fills up the count at 3-2. And that on-base streak started on early in the season back in April, lasted over a month into May of 2023. Full count to Kemp, two gone, and a one-run deficit. Now the pitch. Ground ball right back to the pitcher. Larez snags it, flips it to first. Cruz quickly tags the bag to get out Kemp. And we've already seen some great fielding plays from the pitchers in this one. Threshers go down in order for the second straight frame. We head to the fourth as the Threshers trail the Mighty Muscles 2-1 on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to Bay Care Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com, then visit Bay Care Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On April 26th, all tickets for your dogs will benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas. Tickets are available now on ThreshersBaseball.com.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
May the Force be with you as we host our annual Star Wars Night. Then on game-worn, one-of-a-kind jerseys and see Jedi and other beings from across the galaxy at Bay Care Ballpark. One of my favorite nights of the year, as I routinely watch just about every single Star Wars series, movie, everything repetitively throughout the year. May or may not have just started a binge just to be ready for that game on April the 27th. Get your tickets now at ThreshersBaseball.com. Bouncing breaking ball starts off Brandon Winokur with ball number one in Luke Russo's fourth inning of professional action. Two runs in the third, but three strikeouts for Russo. And now a 1-0 count to Winokur. Fastball misses low, and it's a 2-0 count. Winokur 0 for 1, first strikeout victim of Russo's back in the first inning. Only one that was sent down looking. Now the 2-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Nasty slider from Russo, and the count goes to 2-1. Now the pitch. Another swing and miss. That one thudded off the chest protector of Hediger. Taking it like a champ as it's 2-2. No one out. 2-1 the score. Fort Myers leading after that 2-1 third. Russo sets. Six on the pitch clock. Now he gets into his windup and deals. Wave and a whiff. Strike three. Slider once again as Russo sends the last three pitches in slider form to get Winokur down on strikes for the second time. Fourth punchy of the evening in Luke Russo's debut. But we've got a couple of pitchers starting to stretch out their arms in the Clearwater bullpen as the left-hand hitting Isaac Pena steps up to the plate. One gone in the fourth. First pitch to Pena is a fastball just missing up and away, and it's a 1-0 count. And it was Pena who was robbed on a hard line drive to Russo, who made a fantastic quick reaction play to get the snag and the out in Pena's last at bat. Swing and a foul will tip into the mitt of Hediger. It's a 1-1 count now to Pena. That was the count on which he hit that comeback line drive to Russo. One gone in the fourth, 1-1 to Pena. Russo deals. Fouled away again, scoops it back into the netting, and it's 1-2. Pancho Ruiz on deck. Aguiar hoping to get up as he is in the hole with one out and two strikes on Isaac Pena. Now Russo deals. Breaking ball called, strike three, right on the outside corner, and that's back-to-back punch-outs for Russo to start the fourth. Two down for the Mighty Muscles catcher, Pancho Ruiz, stepping up to the plate And each of the first three innings, Russo has ended with a strikeout. He's looking to become the first Thresher to strike out the side this season, with the exception of Orion Kerkering, who also hit a batter in a 3K eighth inning in Bradenton on opening night. 0-1 the count to Ruiz now, as another slider gets in for a called strike. And that's the pitch we've seen a whole lot of from Russo tonight, almost outnumbering his fastballs. 0-1, now 0-2. Back-to-back sliders. That's the fifth straight slide piece that Russo has tossed here in this fourth inning. And now he's got an 0-2 count with the thoughts of striking out the side. Excuse me. Now the 0-2. Did he go? No, he did not. Slider in the dirt, and now the count drops to 1-2. Slider, one of five pitches that Russo throws, but it's the one that he is getting the most success with so far in this inning. One ball, two strikes, and now the pitch from Luke Russo. Waving a whiff, strike three. Luke Russo strikes out the side with ease. And that gives the Threshers some momentum going into the bottom of the fourth. Three up, three down for Fort Myers, all by the way of the punch out. And the Threshers trail 2-1 as we go to the bottom of the fourth inning.
At Bay Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
Come down to Bay Care Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Calling Jedi and Sith Lords to Bay Care Ballpark on Saturday, April 27th for Star Wars Night. Come dressed in your favorite Star Wars gear or costumes and bid online for the Threshers' signed Star Wars jerseys to support the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Citywide Facility Solutions will fill the sky with fireworks after the game. Use the Force and visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information.
Check out Tampa's number one party country band, Whiskey County, after the game on April 26th. But be sure to stick around for some great music at the Tiki Bar. Luke Russo was making some great music in that top of the fourth inning. Three straight strikeouts, striking out the side at home. Got Winokur down swinging, another batter down looking, and then this beauty of a heater to end the inning. Three straight strikeouts for Russo. He's got six in his professional debut. And the Threshers hoping to build off that here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Just a one-run game for Clearwater. And Caden Hediger trying to change that, has the power to change the score with one swing. Already seen a home run from him this season in his last game in Bradenton, and he starts off by taking a look at the first pitch low for ball number one. 1-0 the count to Hediger. Went 2-for-3 in his first game, and he walked in his first at-bat. This one lifted out to right field. Aguiar is there, and there's the first out of the fourth inning. And Thresher is just not finding the holes, but hitting the ball pretty well so far today. Ricardo Rosario looking for his first hit of the 2024 season. One of three currently on a rehab assignment and hoping to get sent up to Jersey Shore pretty soon as he tries to get through the injury bug to start off the year. This one is hammered out to right field. Aguiar going back. He can't get there. That ball's going to hit the wall with two hops. Rosario's going to speed to second base, and he stands up with a one-out double. First hit of the year for Ricardo Rosario, and he is on second base with the Threshers' first extra base hit of the ball game. And a good piece of hitting that it was. Took a low pitch right out to right center field. Let's take a look. And Aguiar actually almost got there, but that ball was hit just too hard by Rosario for anyone to make a play on it. And now the tying runs in scoring position for the Threshers. Quick strike so far in this fourth inning. Still one run down or Clearwater, but now both sides are even on two hits. Lares, a glance at second base with Raylan Heredia at the dish, and now the pitch. Breaking ball low for ball number one. Rosario actually finished as the Threshers leading base stealer, except for Amarion Boyd. I don't think anyone had close to as many steals as him. 56, 62 if you count the postseason for Boyd, but Rosario, a respectable 29, finishing as the most efficient base stealer for the Threshers. Second overall on the active roster come playoff time, but Crawford was the only one other than Boyd ahead of him last season. 1-1 the count to Heredia, who's 0-for-1 so far with a punch out. Lares deals. Bouncing ball foul into the Threshers' dugout. Now the count's 1-2. 2-1 the score, but Ricardo Rosario giving the Threshers a chance, threatening at second base after the 1-out to Bagger. Lares taking a long look at Rosie over at second base. A second glance. Now he deals. 1-2. Fastball well upstairs, and the count drops to 2-2. 90 on the heat from Lares. No action in either bullpen, as we've seen a pretty solid game from both starters so far. Two balls, two strikes. Rosario still garnering attention at second, and he's added for third. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. And that is going to do it. And now the umpire is pointing back to second base for Rosario. And the steal of third has been nullified. I don't know what even happened there. So two outs and a steal taken away from the Threshers by home plate umpire Frank Jones. Two gone, and for Lares, the strikeout tally goes up to three. Or sorry, to four. Second strikeout for Heredia on the day. And now Avery Owusu-Asiedu up at the plate as Rosario is checked back on the pickoff attempt. Glance over at second. We'll see if Rosario is going to try for third again. Moving around plenty at second as Owusu-Asiedu takes the pitch low for ball number one. He swung at the first pitch he saw back in the second inning, grounded out to short, and is 0-for-1 on the day. 3-for-11 with a ribby on this season. Owns the Threshers' first extra base hit of the year. Turnaround pickoff attempt from Lares, and Rosie back in safely at second base. Second pickoff attempt of the at-bat before two pitches have even been thrown. 53 pitches so far, 25 for strikes from Lares, but he's got his mighty muscles ahead by one. Fouled away by Owusu-Asiedu. Fastball goes into the netting, and a count evens at 1-1. 3-for-10 in the first series was Avery. Couple of doubles and an RBI over in Bradenton. Two of his three hits went for extra bases, and he scored two or three times that he got on base. 1-1, hard ground ball to third, bounces off the glove and into left field. Rosario sprinting around third, he will score, and Avery Owusu-Asiedu has tied this one up. Hot shot over to third, and that should be ruled a hit for Avery Owusu-Asiedu. Certainly not an easy play at third base, but any way you slice it, the Threshers have tied up this game. Ninth rounder out of South Illinois, Edwardsville, is now on first base representing the go-ahead run, and there was no stopping Rosario on that contact. Fourth hit of the season for Owusu-Asiedu in his second RBI. And this game is tied at two. First pitch misses for a ball, and that is a stolen base for Owusu-Asiedu. The stolen base show is back at BayCare Ballpark. Threshers 290 steals, over around 100 more than any other team in the Florida State League last year, and they're already pushing double digits on bags so far this season. It's a 1-0 count to Anthony with a tying run at second base. Fastball in there for a called strike, and the count evens at 1-1. This is Keaton Anthony's 10th game as a Thresher dating back to last season, and he has reached base in every one of them. This game, he's 0-for-1, so he's looking to extend that streak here in the Threshers' home opener. Breaking ball missing outside to make it a 2-1 count to Anthony, who grounded out to third on his last at-bat. Two balls, one strike, two outs. Go ahead, run on second for the Threshers. The pitch, curve ball in there for a called strike, and it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, two runs to two here in the second inning. That's probably a bit of a stretch. It's the fourth, but that's the one time I can actually do math. Anyway, 2-2 count to Anthony. Owusu Wasiadu taking a lead off the Keystone sack. Juarez looks, now deals. Bouncing breaking ball, well blocked by Ruiz, and he saved Owusu Wasiadu a free trip to third base. Now it's a full count to Anthony. We'll see if Avery heads for third. Guy who had a .400 on-base percentage in seven games with the Threshers last season. At the dish is Anthony. Payoff pitch. Runner stays put. Anthony grounds this one foul down the third base line and will do it again at 3-2. 2-2 the score. Threshers with three hits. Two hits for the Mighty Muscles. And the go-ahead run on second base here in the fourth. Payoff pitch again coming to Anthony. Juarez looking over at second. Now he fires home. Breaking ball, swing and a miss, and that's strike three. But the Threshers tie up the game in the fourth inning. A double by Rosario and a tying single by Owusu Wasiadu. Threshers get one run on two hits, no errors, and one man left on base. We're all square at 2-1 that runs apiece. We head to the fifth on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Last weekend in April is going to be a lot of fun at BayCare Ballpark. Catch the Clearwater Threshers in minor league baseball action on Friday, April 26th for our first Beach Dogs night of the season. Bring your pet dog and the ticket will benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas. Stick around after the game for a post-game concert by the Bay Area's top country band, Whiskey County, on Saturday, April 27th. Travel to a galaxy far away on Star Wars night with post-game fireworks lighting the sky over the ballpark. For tickets and more information, visit ThreshersBaseball.com.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit ThreshersBaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25, children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games.
Don't forget to visit ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets, upcoming events, merchandise, and a whole lot more. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com for all of your Threshers needs. Welcome into the fifth inning here at BayCare Ballpark. First TV broadcast here at BayCare Ballpark. Thank you all for tuning in. Josh Sperber here with you. Luke Russo remaining on the mound and quickly stepping off as a baseball from the berm landing on the warning track. Some fans taking advantage of the dollar berm tickets on Dollar Tuesday night. Dollar hot dogs, dollar beers, dollar sodas, whole lot of fun stuff for just a dollar here at BayCare Ballpark. I myself enjoyed $1 ice cream sandwich before the game. That, in my opinion, is the best dollar item of the stuff we have on these Tuesday nights as Aguiar swings and misses starting off the fifth inning with an 0-1 count. If you have a favorite Dollar Tuesday item, why don't you tell me? Maybe I'll talk about it on the broadcast. My Twitter handle is @Josh_Sperber if we want to start a conversation on this Threshers broadcast. Don't forget to follow @Threshers on Twitter as well. 0-2 count to Aguiar, who is 0-for-1 on the day, struck out to end the second in his last at-bat. Russo licks the glove up to the face. Now the 0-2 pitch. Aguiar checks his swing. He did not go, according to the first base umpire, and the count evens at 1-1. Aguiar still looking for his first hit this season. An injury-plagued end of 2023 has landed him back on the Mighty Muscles roster to start off the new year. 1-2. Bouncing breaking ball gets through the glove of Hediger, and the count evens up at two balls and two strikes. Take a look at some scores throughout the Phillies system. Starting in Jersey Shore, where it is a rout for the Blue Claws over the Hickory Crawdads as the fastball misses outside to fill up the count at three balls and two strikes. 7-1 the score. Justin Crawford started off the scoring for the Blue Claws with his first home run of the season. And it's a 6-run lead in the top of the six for the Blue Claws. Wave and a whiff to Aguiar there. Can't touch the slider. And that is strikeout number 7 for Luke Russo. Going after George Klassen's number. He had 9 in the first Saturday of the season. And Russo with 7 to start off this game here with one out in the fifth inning. One gone and Rafael Cruz up to the dish. He got the first run of the game to tie it up at 1. With a double and a run scored. Breaking ball in there for a called strike to Am to start it off at 0-1. Rest of the Phillies system is as follows. Redding is in Portland after dropping the last two games of their series against Bowie as the breaking ball in there for a called strike 2 on Rafael Cruz. The Sea Dogs, though, playing just their second game of the season, are leading 4-2 over the fight and fails. Pitch in the dirt, swing and a miss anyway, and Rafael Cruz down on strikes. And that is the 6th strikeout in a row for Luke Russo. Truly dominant strikeout streak for him, and now he's looking to tie George Clausen's mark of 9 strikeouts in a game before the fifth inning ends. Two gone for Angel Del Rosario as he takes the first pitch in there for a called strike. One last score in the Phillies system up in AAA. Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs trailing the Durham Bulls 5-4 over in Allentown as Del Rosario takes another pitch for a strike, 0-2. Will he strike out the side again? Not on this pitch. Fastball misses outside. Good block by Hediger, though, and the count's 1-2. Though Thresher last year had more than 5 Ks in a row, Russo with 7 in a row here. 1-2. 8 in a row. Wave and a whiff. Strike 3. Del Rosario can't find it. And for the second straight inning, Luke Russo strikes out the side. For the second time this year, a Thresher starter has struck out 9 in one game. And Russo now has 7 in a row dating back to the third inning. We're heading to the bottom of the fifth, though. Halfway done are we, the Threshers and Mighty Muscles, all square at 2.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25, children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games and take part in fun activities, receive cool gear, and enjoy free food. Plus, be sure to bring your glove for an on-field pregame catch and run the bases after the game to cap off 9 innings of fun. Go to threshersbaseball.com and join the Little Anglers Kids Club today.
Every Thursday night at BayCare Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Moe's will bring you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our BayCare Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home. Visit threshersbaseball.com and bring the whole family.
For just $25 for the entire year, your child can join the Little Anglers Club. Little Anglers get ticket and food vouchers to all Thursday home games at BayCare Ballpark. Designed for Threshers fans 13 and younger, Little Anglers members can also receive an exclusive hat and t-shirt. Register today at threshersbaseball.com. And a dominant run of pitching from Luke Russo. Threshers hoping to keep that going at the bat. Top of the order, starting off the bottom of the fifth with Cesar Lares back at the mound. And the first pitch in for a strike to Walton for an 0-1 count. Walton 0-2 on the day. 2 fly balls out to right field, so he's been keeping Carlos Aguiar pretty busy. And Walton swings and just gets a piece of it. Might have fouled it off his own leg there, and it's 0-2. 2-2 is the score. Threshers have three hits, just two for the Mighty Muscles, in what has certainly been a pitcher's duel in the Threshers' home opener. Second year in a row that they've got it against Fort Myers. Now the 0-2 coming to Walton, and the pitch. Foul the other way, knocks off the wall, and ricochets back out to right field. Still an 0-2 count to Walton, looking for his first hit as a Thresher. Walked with the bases loaded against Bradenton on Saturday for his first Threshers RBI in a game Clearwater won 13-2. Now he facing an 0-2 is Walton. The pitch way upstairs on the fastball. It's 1-2. Righty getting loose in the Mighty Muscles bullpen. Looks like there's a righty up from the Threshers as well. 0-2 cut on and missed, and that is strike number three. Not as impressive as Russo's strikeout numbers, but five punch-outs and four and a third for Cesar Lawrence in his season debut. Now Aiden Miller coming up to the plate. Two ribbies on the year for him. Today, though, he walked, stole a base, and scored, but is 0-for-1. First pitch to Miller. Fastball at the chest. It's 0-1. Just in there for a strike on a good pitch from Cesar Lawrence. Now the 0-1. Another fastball. This one high and outside. And it's a 1-1 count to Miller. And this is a guy with a whole lot of power, particularly on his pull side. Now the 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball. Just getting in there for a called strike. Count one ball and two strikes. Lawrence deals. This one hit in the air out to right field. Aguiar on the run. That's going to bounce in front of him for a one-out single. Threshers have gotten a lot of their work done with one out in the inning, and Miller has his first hit of the day. Fourth for the Threshers, and a go-ahead run now on first base. And this is a guy who's already stole two bags in three games this season. That'll bring up Devin Saltabon, who had the RBI single that drove in Miller in the first. And he flied out to left his last time up. Miller a short lead off first, and the pickoff attempt gets him back easily, standing up and avoiding the Cruz tag in the process. Saltabon has two RBIs so far, a guy who the Phillies really praised the contact and budding power ability of the Hawaiian high school outfielder turned infielder. First pitch to Saltabon, fastball right down Main Street, and it's 0-1. Michael Jones having a quick chat with Miller over at first base, and once he comes in for those instructions, it usually means a steal is coming after that, so keep your eyes on Aiden Miller. One steal already today from a very steal-happy Threshers team. Next pitch, fastball inside corner, 0-2, as Saltabon looks into the glove of Poncho Ruiz. 0-2 the count to Saltabon now. We'll see if and when Miller goes. But with the Threshers, it's always easy to expect a steal. Lawrence deals, Miller goes, and he'll go right back to first as Saltabon fouls that near the strikeout cafe out in right field. 0-2 count as Miller jogs back to first base with Otto Kemp waiting in the wings. His rehab assignment ended after the seventh inning on Sunday's game as Bryson Ware came in for him. But Kemp is still in the ball game now in the bottom of the fifth with one gone. We'll see if Miller goes again on the 0-2 count, and off he goes. Pitch, fastball up and away. That's a ball, and Miller slides in well ahead of the tag for his second steal of the day. 1-2 count to Saltabon, an insult to injury, putting the go-ahead run in scoring position. Aiden Miller making it to second base for his second swipe of the day, third and three tries on the 2024 season. One ball, two strikes to Saltabon now with one gone here in the fifth. Breaking ball low and in. Good take by Devin, and the count evens at 2-2. Miller's got a pretty big lead working at second base, being held on by Pena. Lares deals. Zaltabon lost this one into the air in right center field. Aguiar is there, but he lets it go to the center fielder, Del Rosario. Miller tags, and he'll stand up at third base. So the go-ahead run, now 90 feet from home, but two outs in the fifth inning. Zaltabon hitting the ball well enough to move the runner, but the outfield all over it for Fort Myers. That'll bring up Otto Kemp, and that might be the head coach of the Mighty Muscles, and it is Brian Meyer coming out of the Muscles dugout, and the manager will take the ball from Cesar Lares and bring in a right-hander to face the power-hitting third baseman of Otto Kemp. New pitcher coming in for the Mighty Muscles. We are going to take a commercial break as the Threshers look to take the lead. Man on third, two outs, Otto Kemp coming up to the plate when we come back here in the fifth inning.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Do you like tacos? Then come on down to Big Care Ballpark for Taps and Tacos Night, presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Every Thursday home game, we have great deals at Moe's Tacos Cart in left field and drink specials throughout the ballpark. Top-notch tacos pair well with half-price fountain drinks, waters, as well as draft beers and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Bar. Get your tickets at Threshersbaseball.com and come with an appetite.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Nolan Santos, the new pitcher for the Mighty Muscles. The day not completely done for Cesar Lares. He could get the loss if Miller comes around to score. Otherwise, he'll get a no decision. 4 2/3 innings for him on four hits. Two runs have already scored, with a third potentially on third base. Two walks and five Ks. Those are final, though, as Brian Meyer brings in a right-hander to face the right-handed hitting Otto Kemp. Nolan Santos versus Kemp. Two outs, a 2-2 ball game here in the bottom of the fifth for the Threshers' home opener. First pitch to Otto, cut on and missed, and the curveball gets him to go for strike one. Kemp's 0-1 on the day. He was hit by a pitch in the first inning and then grounded out back to the pitcher in the third. 0-1, bouncing breaking ball blocked in front of him as Pancho Ruiz able to stop Miller from coming home. So Santos making his first appearance of the season. Drafted in the seventh round of last year's draft. The 1-1 to Kemp, fastball inside, and it's 2-1. Couple games in the Florida State League last year after an all SWAC first team nod as Kemp bounces one foul down the third baseline. It's a 2-2 count. Four innings pitched in college, but still played in the complex. Guy who just continues to throw a workhorse on the hill. 2-2. Kemp lifts one into right field. That's going to fall for a base hit, and Otto Kemp has given the Threshers the lead. Miller scores easily, and it's 3-2 Clearwater on a two-out single by Otto Kemp. His first hit and RBI of the season is a big one. as the Threshers now have the lead for the first time since the third inning. RBI for Kemp, and that is going to finish up the line for Cesar Lares. 4 2/3 innings with 4 hits allowed, 3 runs all earned, and 5 strikeouts, 2 walks. Kemp's off for second, hard liner, but it's foul. And that could have been a whole lot of trouble from Caden Hediger. That was aimed to go right down the line, but just a bit early was Hediger. And Kemp, who is stealing on the play, will head to back to first base. Kemp, one of the many base stealers from the Threshers last season. Really, no one was safe when the Threshers were on the base pass. Anyone liable to go. And Otto, 17 steals in 21 attempts for the Threshers last season. 0-1 to Hediger now, and Kemp is checked back on first. And once again, the Thresher slides in well ahead of the tag. Cruz didn't even connect glove to body, trying to stop Kemp from getting back to first base. 0-1 to the switch hitting Hediger now, who is 0-for-1 on the day with a walk. Kemp thought about going. He'll stay put, and the breaking ball misses low to even the count at 1-1. 3-2 the score. Threshers lead now with Lares now on the hook for the loss. And Russo, having finished the fifth, would be in line for the victory. 1-1 to Hediger now. And Kemp is off for second. He got a great jump. Fastball in for a strike. No shot to get Otto Kemp. And he steals second with ease for Clearwater's fourth stolen base of the game. 2 from Miller, 1 from Kemp, and 1 for Owusu Asidu. And just look at that jump. As soon as the leg of Nolan Santos was lifted, Kemp was off for second base. Ruiz didn't have a chance. 1-2 to Hediger now. A quick glance at second base, and Santos fires. Hediger lifts this into left field, and that's going to drop for a base hit, and it's going to roll to the wall. Hediger's heading to second as Kemp scores, and it's a stand-up double for Caden Hediger. 4-2, the Threshers lead, and 2-2 out knocks in a row have put the Threshers back out in front. The base running of Clearwater continuing to pay off. As we take a look at this replay, great contact from Caden Hediger, lifting it the opposite way. No chance for Rodriguez there, and Kemp was off on contact and able to score easily. Not even close to a play at the plate or at second base. Caden Hediger has his team leading fourth RBI of the season. As Ryan Ritchie on the mound to have a chat with Nolan Santos, his first earned run allowed. And Caden Hediger has 3 hits on the season. A home run and a double are 2 of those 3. With RBIs just about every other time he comes up to the plate. What a great start to the season for Caden Hediger. That'll bring up Ricardo Rosario. He had a double in the 4th inning and scored the tying run. So the Threshers rehabbers and 2 members of the 2023 first half champions, West Division champions, pretty much everything but the whole thing for Clearwater last year. Kemp and Rosario have been big parts of that, and they have been huge for the Threshers in their home opener this year as well. First pitch to Ricardo, misses inside, and it's a 1-0 count. Rosie's 1-for-2 on the night, struck out in the second inning, doubled, had a steal taken away from him, but he ended up scoring anyway as we've got a pitch. No, it's a balk. Nolan Santos called for a balk that moves Hediger to third base, and the Threshers, with 2 2-out runs already, now have a better chance for a third. 90 feet from home plate is Hediger, and the hard-hitting Ricardo Rosario ahead in the count 1-0. The pitch from Santos, he bends away from it, but it's a called strike, 1-1 the count. And that looked a little bit inside on the slider from Nolan Santos, but the count even at 1. 4-2 the score, Threshers lead, 2 outs in the bottom of the 5th inning, and the pitch from Santos. Fastball lifted high in the air, tailing foul down the first base side. Cruz gives it a go, but it lands in the seats for strike 2. And a couple of fans still out there to get that play. 1-2 strikes to Rosario. Santos deals. Weak ground ball into the Threshers dugout and bouncing on the fence to keep the count at 1-2. Rosario bit out ahead of it, but got a good defensive swing on it to keep the inning alive. Two runs have both come with two outs. RBI single from Kemp, RBI double from Hediger as the breaking ball sets in for a called strike, and Santos ends the fifth with a strike three called. But the Threshers get themselves back in front. Two runs come across on three hits, no errors, and one man left on base. And heading into the sixth inning, Threshers take the lead 3-2, and we'll come out with a new pitcher coming out of the Threshers bullpen.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by BayCare, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by BayCare Kids, for only $25 per child per season. Kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games with activities by the BayCare Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Braden Tucker's the new pitcher for the Threshers, but let's not discount how great of a job Luke Russo did. His first career start with Clearwater became the second Threshers pitcher to get 9 strikeouts in a game, and let's take a look at some of them before we introduce Tucker. Luke Russo, 9 Ks, including the last 7 batters that he faced. As we take a look at Tucker, he had a really important 2 1/3 innings on opening night against the Bradenton Marauders. Did allow an inherited runner to score, but 2 1/3 shutout frames kept the Threshers in a ball game where they scored the last 5 runs and got their first win of the season. Tucker starts out Byron Churio with ball 1. And it's a 1-0 count to start the 6th. 4-2 is the lead for Clearwater. 2 runs to give the Threshers the lead in the bottom of the 5th. Fastball right down Main Street. First strike to Churio. And the count is 1-1. Churio's 0-2, but he did drive in a run. Ground ball over to first base, deep enough that there was no play at anywhere but the first base bag, as Churio fouls off a fastball to drop the count to 1-2. Tucker in his second appearance of the season, first pitcher to repeat for Clearwater in multiple games this season. Hasn't thrown since opening day, so Tucker, undrafted free agent out of Lipscomb, where he played as a graduate transfer following a successful 4-year career at the University of Indiana. 1-2 to Churio. Now the pitch. Fastball upstairs, 2-2. 2 1/3 shutout innings, 2 hits, 2 walks, and 3 strikeouts for Tucker paved the way for a 5-run comeback in the Threshers' first win of the season. 2-2. I thought that was a strike anyway. Churio did not go. No appeal needed as the change unable to get him there. Full count. Fastball for Tucker. Sinker, slider, change, and a gyro slider. So 2 different types of sliders that Tucker throws. Payoff pitch. There's no doubt about that one. That was ball 4. Bit upstairs to Churio. And the go-ahead, the tying run will now come up to the plate for the Mighty Muscles, as Churio, a certain speed threat over at first base on the leadoff walk. Rain Doncon is the hitter. No official at-bats yet. A walk and a sack fly for his team-leading 6th RBI of the season. Doncon fouls the pitch back. Fastball goes into the netting. And the count is now 0-1. Doncon had 5 RBIs in the opening series against Tampa. Leads the Florida State League now with 6. Over the first 3-plus games. Pickoff attempt at first. Almost got Churio tagged him on the helmet, did Anthony, but Byron Churio just a half step in front of the tag to stay on first base with an 0-1 count to Don Cohn. Fouled away again. This one bounces off the netting into the Mighty Muscles dugout, and the count is 0-2. Rodriguez and Winokur will follow Don Cohn, who faces the 0-2 count from Tucker. He's set at the belt, and the pitch. Hit the other way over the head of Anthony, just staying fair, and that's going to land into right field for a base hit. Heredia is going to play it off the wall, keeping the runner at first, but Churio makes it all the way to third on the single. Good job by Heredia. Seeing balls that hit the corner of the fence turn into doubles for players as quick as Don Cohn. But Heredia making it in to keep the runners at the corner. So, for the second time, Fort Myers has the first two in the inning on. Last time that happened was the third, where they scored both of their runs. Now Jose Rodriguez up at the dish. Just one hit this season so far for him in 11 at-bats. First pitch to Rodriguez. Fastball just missing inside, and it's a 1-0 count. Fly out and a strikeout for Rodriguez in his first game here at BayCare Ballpark. Now Tucker hangs the arm. Now he loads the ball in his glove. 1-0 to Rodriguez. Fastball up and away, 2-0. Threshers lead 4-2. They're out hitting the Mighty Muscles by a 6-3 margin, with a third hit of the day just coming off the bat of Rain Don Cohn. 2-0 to Rodriguez. Swing and a miss. Fastball in there for a strike, 2-1. Time called by Jose Rodriguez, who's 0-2 today. Runners on the corners. Don Cohn on first. The leadoff man Churio on third. Rodriguez, a leader across the board on the Complex League Twins last season. 2-1. Fastball just below the knees, and it's 3-1. And Tucker trying to avoid putting the first three batters on the base paths with no one out. Tucker deals. Fouled away, and we'll do it again. So a full count coming to Rodriguez. Don Cohn is likely to leave for second base. Churio's at third. A full count to Rodriguez, and a huge pitch here in the top of the sixth inning for Braden Tucker. Sets it at the belt. 5 seconds on the pitch clock. The payoff pitch. Wave and a whiff. Strike three. Big time fastball from Tucker, and he gets Rodriguez to go for the Threshers' 10th strikeout of the contest. So with the double play potentially able to end the inning, Caden Hediger gives the infield signs out as Brandon Winokur steps up to the plate, and he's a guy who is very happy that there's a new pitcher on the hill. Luke Russo got Winokur out twice on strikes, and now he's up in a fresh inning against the new pitcher with runners on the corners. 1-0 the count as the slider misses outside. Tucker pitching from the stretch. He deals. Winokur holds up his swing, but it's a strike anyway. That gyro slider, the whole lot of horizontal movement. Looking like it was going to land on the inside corner. Instead, was caught on the outside edge for a called strike one. 1-1. This one lifted high in the air, deep out to right field. That's going to land in the corner for extra bases. One run will score easily. Being waved around from third is Don Cohn. He will come home. Throws going into third, and Miller will hold it there as a bases-clearing, game-tying triple from Brandon Winokur evens this game up at 4 runs apiece. That was just a good piece of hitting to the wrong spot on the field. Heredia was shifted close to center field against the right-handed bat, But Whitaker took it the opposite way and then used his speed to make it to third. As Gustavo Armas comes out to have a chat with Braden Tucker, Caden Hediger will join him, and we will take you around the scoreboard in the Florida State League. Starting in Lakeland, where the Lakeland Flying Tigers host the Bradenton Marauders. They currently lead 4-0, despite each team combining for just two hits in the top of the sixth inning. Jesus Castillo on the hill against Iker Huizi for the Flying Tigers over in Lakeland. Palm Beach taking down Daytona at this moment. 4-0 lead for the Cardinals in the bottom of the sixth inning. Dunedin and Tampa are in a two-run game at Steinbrenner Field. 4-2 the lead for the Blue Jays through six innings full. Bottom of the fifth inning in Jupiter, the Hammerheads as the home team this week. 5-5 tie against the St. Lucie Mets in the bottom of the fifth inning. First pitch, breaking ball, misses to Isaac Pena with the Threshers infield all the way in. One out and the potential go-ahead run on third. And a 1-0 count to Pena. Breaking ball on the outside edge, and the count evens at one ball and one strike. One ball, one strike, one out. Whitaker's on third. Next pitch to Pena. He takes it for a called strike two, and another slider on the outside edge to the left-handed hitting Pena. 1-2 now. As Tucker deals. Hit on the ground a third. Kemp's got it. He'll go right home. Whitaker slides, and Hediger gets him on the tag. Great heads-up play from Otto Kemp, and Caden Hediger, cool and collected, able to get a crucial out-at-home plate and keep this one tied. Fantastic play on the fielder's choice by the Threshers. And Caden Hediger, you gotta love that tag. As well, Otto Kemp at third base with a quick hands to get the key out. Two gone and now a runner on first, so the infield goes back to a right-handed shift for Pancho Ruiz, who takes a first pitch slider in there for a called strike. Ruiz is 0-for-2 on the night, struck out his last time up, and popped out to Saltabon at second in his first at-bat in the second inning. Runner goes for second. Pitch misses for a ball. Great throw from Hediger, and he gets them there, too. Caden Hediger flashing the leather on two different ways in defense. A huge tag at home and a cannon of a throw to get the runner out and end this sixth inning. But this game is tied now as Fort Myers gets two runs to tie it on two hits. No errors, no one left on base, thanks to Caden Hediger. We'll come back with more Threshers baseball, bottom of the sixth in a 4-4 game on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
The Clearwater Threshers are back, which means the best baseball experience is returning to Bay Care Ballpark. Our first series starts on April 9th, and we've got a packed week of baseball fun for everyone. After Tuesday's opening night, we have our first Bay Care Silver Sharks Night on April 10th, followed by the return of Taps and Tacos, presented by Moe's, on Thursday the 11th. Our first weekend is full of fireworks, with the best show in town lighting up after the games on Fridays and Saturdays. Season ticket holders do free on Sundays, so make sure to get your tickets now at ThreshersBaseball.com.
The Clearwater Threshers invite minor league baseball fans 55 and up to join our Silver Shark Senior Club, presented by BayCare. Members receive a free ticket, parking, and more to 10 Silver Sharks Wednesday home games at BayCare Ballpark this summer. Don't miss the exclusive Threshers visor and clear stadium bag, plus team store and tiki bar discounts. 10 Wednesday Clearwater Thresher games, free swag and discounts, all for only $30 with our Silver Shark Senior Club membership. Visit our website at ThreshersBaseball.com for more information and sign up today.
Great defense by Caden Hediger, ending a strong sixth inning. This game was already tied, but Caden Hediger making a great tag on this Otto Kemp throw here. And then the stolen base to end the inning. A great jump. Hediger with a cannon of an arm. And Miller had to stretch to make that play. That was Saltabon who made the play. but a difficult play to make and too strong of a throw. So Hediger making the first two outs, or the final two outs, excuse me, of the sixth inning. We start the bottom of the sixth with a 1-0 count to Raylan Heredia, who is looking for his first hit of the homestand. Two strikeouts as we also have a new, or still have Nolan Santos on the mound. I thought it was going to be a new one after the last inning, but Santos staying on to give two straight balls to Raylan Heredia. It's Heredia, Owusu, Isiadu, and Anthony, the bottom third of the Threshers' order. And at the 2-0, curveball in there for a called strike. Good pitch from Santos to bring the count to 2-1. Threshers with four runs on six hit. Neither team with an error. Four runs on four hits for the Mighty Muscles. The fastball goes over the dome of Heredia and evens the count at 2-2. Or actually, it's 3-1. 3-1 pitch. That's low. And I guess I was still wrong, as we're 3-2. Must have been an automatic strike in there somewhere. But three balls, two strikes to Heredia. 4-4 tie in the bottom of the sixth. Payoff pitch. High fly ball, foul. And that's going to land in front of the visitor's booth, but into the seats. Shout out to John Vitas, the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles voice, who's here calling the game. I don't think he tried to make a play on that because he might have fell out of the booth. Payoff pitch. Inside, ball four, and the go-ahead run is on with a leadoff walk. And this is a guy with plenty of speed in Raylan Heredia, part of the stealing force that was the Threshers last season. Not an aggressive base runner per se, but still a guy who can run it. Three steals and three attempts for the Threshers last year after seven successful steals in 10 attempts in his complex league time in 2023. First pitch to Avery Owusu-Isiadu is lofted foul into the suites and out of play. And it is an 0-1 count to Avery, who is 1-for-2 with an RBI single and a stolen base, which should be pretty much expected for Threshers players. Heredia's got the sliding mitt on, but it'll head back to first. Gets in there standing up without a tag from Rafael Cruz. Owusu-Isiadu, 4-for-12 so far in his Threshers career. Two hits have gone for ribbies, and he's stolen two bases as well. 0-1 to Avery now as Santo steals. Check swing, high bouncer down the third baseline. Heredia safe at second, bare hand throw, not in time, and Owusu-Isiadu has his second multi-hit game as a Thresher, beating out an infield single on a check swing hit down the third baseline. How about it? And let's take a look. That was kind of a half bunt, and not much of a chance for Don Kahn over at third with Owusu-Isiadu's speed. So now the go-ahead run on second, some insurance on first, and some power at the plate in Keaton Anthony after the Threshers' seventh hit of the ball game. Anthony 0-for-2 on the day, looking to keep that on-base streak alive that dates back to last season as he shaves off a pitch foul for an 0-1 count. Anthony, one RBI on the season, hitting just 125, but getting on base at almost a 400% clip. 0-1 to Anthony now. Two potential base stealers on the bag for the Threshers. The pitch. This one hit the other way, and a base hit into right field. Marty's going to hold Heredia up at third. The arm of Aguiar gets cut off at the mound by Rafael Cruz. A walk and two hits to start off the sixth for the Threshers, and Keaton Anthony continues an impressive start to his pro career. The batting average might not blow you off the page, but in 10 games as a Thresher, he's reached base in every one of them. So Keaton Anthony continuing to shine, a steal in the undrafted free agent pool out of the University of Iowa. Now the bases are loaded for the second time this game, and the power-hitting T.J. Walton steps up to the plate, takes a first pitch for a called strike on the inside corner. Walton yet to record a hit so far in his Threshers career, but man, has he impressed at batting practice, hitting some light tower shots before the games begin. As he takes a curveball low, that is smothered on the plate by Ruiz to even the count at 1-1. Heredia is on third. Owusu Asiedu on second and Anthony on first for the Threshers. Corner infielders pinched in. The middle infield back for double play depth, the Mighty Muscles, as the ball bounces out of the glove of Pancho Ruiz and the slider misses for a ball, 2-1. T.J. Walton, fourth-round pick by the Phillies last year out of the vaunted IMG Academy, one of the places to go if you're trying to go pro. And Walton might have his name and picture on that MLB wall over at IMG as he swings and misses the fastball to make it 2-2. Got good speed, great power, solid hitting ability. Guy who is 48-2 in his IMG career. Does not like to lose. Has a chance to give the Threshers another lead. 2-2. Just got a piece of it. T.J. Walton stays alive. Smacks the ball off the catcher's glove and foul to even the count at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Now the pitch. Fastball upstairs, and now the count is full. Walton's only RBI this season came on a bases-loaded walk. He is one pitch away from getting his second in similar fashion. Three balls, two strikes, nobody out. Bases juiced for T.J. Walton. Santos, the payoff pitch. Swing and a miss, and that's strike three. Second strikeout in a row for Walton, and it's Santos's second of the day as well. Now we'll bring up Aiden Miller, who has scored both times he's reached bases, also stole second both times he's reached the base. Two runs scored, two steals, and a one for two day, and Miller certainly might be swinging for the fences here. First pitch, fastball inside, it's a 1-0 count. Miller was up with the bases loaded on Saturday. And he ever so narrowly missed a grand slam in Bradenton. That ball was less than a foot away from the foul pole. 1-0 to Miller. He takes the curve in there for a called strike. And now Miller up with the bases loaded again for the second time this season and a chance to do some serious damage for the Threshers. Tied at four with a loaded set of bags and one out. Same shift for Miller. Middle infield pinched back as he fouls off a high fastball to drop the count to 1-2. Got Heredia at third, Owusu Asiedu at second, and Anthony at first base for the Threshers as Miller steps back into the box facing a 1-2 count. His one home run for Clearwater came in the postseason, and that was a pretty big one. It ended up sending the Threshers to the Florida State League finals. One ball, two strikes to Miller. Santos, the pitch. Breaking ball inside. Good take from Miller. Letting the curve go by and even the count up at 2-2. One gone and a tie ball game here in the sixth. Two runs in the top half for Fort Myers. 2-2. This one popped up, should stay in the infield dirt for Rafael Cruz. He's there and makes the catch on the infield fly for out number two.
Second baseman, Devin Saltabon.
That'll bring up Devin Saltabon, who drove in Miller for the first run of the game. And Miller jogs back to the dugout after getting underneath that fastball. Now Saltabon stepping up to the dish. In a big spot. Bases remain loaded. Anthony Owusu Asiedu and Heredia from first to third. Two gone for Saltabon, who takes the fastball inside for ball one. RBI single in the first, but that's all he's got. Two flyouts in his last two at-bats. Saltabon, though, still two RBIs on this season. Looking for some more. And this one is hammered high and deep out to center field. Del Rosario going back and makes the catch in front of the warning track for the final out. So the Threshers leave some runs on the table there. First three reach, the next three do not. As the Threshers failed to score, two hits, no errors, three men left on base. And we remain tied at four heading to the seventh inning on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
You want a t-shirt?
Experience an unforgettable celebration of black baseball history over Memorial Day weekend in Cooperstown, New York. The Hall of Fame East-West Classic, a Legends game in tribute to the traditional Negro Leagues All-Star Game, takes place May 25th at historic Doubleday Field. The East-West Classic is part of a weekend celebration as the museum opens its new exhibit, The Souls of the Game, Voices of Black Baseball. Get your East-West Classic tickets today at baseballhall.org.
We've got something special for our first Beach Dogs night of 2024. Catch some Beach Dogs baseball with your furriest friend and treat them to a live concert after the game. The Bay Area's number one country band, Whiskey County, kicks off our Truly Hard Seltzer concert series with a live set after the game on Friday, April 26th. All dog tickets benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas, so get tickets for you and your pup today at threshersbaseball.com.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to Bay Care Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit Threshers.
The Bay Area's best Grateful Dead tribute band, Uncle John's Band, will be performing post-game on Friday, May 17th, brought to you by Truly Hard Seltzer. First of our many post-game concerts from Truly Hard Seltzer this season. Certainly one to check out, and go to threshersbaseball.com for tickets. Pancho Ruiz starting off the seventh inning with Braden Tucker remaining in the game for the Threshers, still tied at four as the first pitch breaking ball in there for a called strike to Ruiz. Ruiz was at the bat with a runner on in the seventh inning, but Caden Hediger with a couple of great defensive plays to stop another run from scoring. Ruiz lifts this one high in the air out to right field. Heredia is there circling back, and he makes the catch at the track for the first out in the seventh inning. That was one of those balls, not really the wind took out, just lifted high enough that it kept on going and going. And Heredia able to track that difficult one with the lights reflecting on him. The sun has completely descended here at Bay Care Ballpark about 2 hours into this one. 4-4 the score, 8 hits for the Threshers, 4 for the Mighty Muscles in opening day here in Clearwater. Breaking ball misses low, and it's a 1-0 count to Carlos Aguiar, who has struck out twice. Both times facing Luke Russo, so he gets his first taste of Tucker here in the seventh inning as the breaking ball in there for a called strike. Righty warming up in the Fort Myers bullpen, so Nolan Santos night is likely done as the fastball misses outside to give it a 2-1 count to Carlos Aguiar. Tucker, pitching exclusively from the strat, sets up from the first base side of the rubber and deals. Fastball missing outside, and it's a 3-1 count. Rafael Cruz on deck for the Mighty Muscles as Tucker digs in and gets ready for the 3-1. Swing and a miss. Aguiar swinging through the sinking fastball to fill up the count at 3-2. Tucker with a full count behind him deals. Called strike three, and Aguiar knew it. Fastball at the knees, and Braden Tucker has his second punch out of the day for out number two in the seventh. Rafael Cruz stepping up to the plate while the Threshers faithful getting ready to sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game as Marty Malloy climbing up to the top step in the dugout, signifying that this very well might be the last batter for Tucker. Threshers have a hurler warming in Clearwater's bullpen. Right-hander as Mavis Graves, the only lefty on the Threshers staff, pitched the start of Sunday's loss. 1-0 now to Cruz. High fly ball out of play, 0-2. Or 1-1, excuse me. Bases are clear. One ball, one strike, one out. 4-4 the score. And what has been a seesaw affair here on opening night at Bay Care Ballpark. The 1-1. Fastball right down Main Street, and it's 1-2. Tucker deals up and in. Cruz skinnies up to get away from that one. And the slider can't find the zone to even the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tucker deals. Fouled away. We'll do it again. Bouncing that one off one of the suites. Missed opportunity for some of the fans up there. And if you want to get in on some of these suites, really the best way to watch a game, you got a nice air-conditioned room to yourself, which will definitely come in play during the summer months here in Florida. And some nice outdoor seating for the whole family as well. 2-2, wave and a whiff, strike three. And Tucker threw that ball so hard that Cruz fell down trying to make the cut. 2 strikeouts to end the seventh inning in 1-2-3 fashion. And Braden Tucker sends us to the stretch. 4-4 tie score as we head to the bottom of the seventh.
The best entertainment deal for a dollar in Tampa Bay is back with the return of Clearwater Threshers Dollar Tuesdays to BayCare Ballpark. Enjoy the fun and excitement of minor league baseball with $1 burn tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and more. Every homestand this summer starts with a Dollar Tuesday featuring admission and select concession items for just $1. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com, then visit BayCare Ballpark in Clearwater for Dollar Tuesdays presented by Top Notch Pest Control.
On the last home Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers become the Clearwater Beach Dogs. On April 26th, all tickets for your dogs will benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas. Tickets are available now on ThreshersBaseball.com.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Threshers fans 55 and older can join our Silver Sharks Club for exclusive deals on tickets and select merchandise. Silver Sharks can also park for free on all Wednesday games. Register today at ThreshersBaseball.com. And this is certainly a team that you are not going to want to miss. We have seen a whole lot of great baseball here tonight. Each team has had a lead, and we've seen multiple lead changes. Otto Kemp being the architect of one of them, getting an RBI single and a run scored in the fifth inning. But the game now turned to 4-2. Danny Moreno, right-handed pitcher in the ballgame for the Mighty Muscles, spelling Nolan Santos, getting a first pitch to miss to Otto Kemp for ball number one. Moreno, 6'1", 250-pound right-hander out of Venezuela, gets Kemp to go on a breaking ball, and the count evens at 1 ball and 1 strike. The next pitch, fastball, just catching the inside corner, and the count is now 1-2 to Otto Kemp. RBI single, steal, run scored in the fifth inning. He's otherwise combined for a 1-for-2 day. Second game on his rehab stint here with the Threshers after spending most of last year in Clearwater as well, undrafted out of Point Loma Nazarene. 1-2, fastball outside, and the count evens at 2 balls and 2 strikes. It'll be Kemp, Hediger, and Rosario, which has been quite a productive trio in the middle of the Threshers' order. Rosario has a double and a run, and Hediger has played great defensively, and an RBI double and a walk to his name as well. Breaking ball low and outside. Now it's a 3-2 count to Otto Kemp, who will take it a breath, dust off his shoulders, and head back to the batter's box for the full count. Moreno has a payoff pitch in his hand, loads the ball into the glove, and is ready to go with a payoff. Kemp lines this one, base hit into right field. That's going to roll towards the wall for extra bases. Ball heading all the way into the corner. Ford's picked out by Aguiar, and Kemp is speeding around second. He's sprinting into third. He'll slide in safely with a leadoff triple. Otto Kemp continues the hot game for the Threshers, and the go-ahead run is on third base to start off the seventh. Perfectly hit ball, looking very similar to the RBI triple Brandon Whitaker had that tied the game up back in the sixth inning. And you see that one just rolling right into the corner. And Kemp was thinking three all the way. Now Caden Hediger with a chance to tie it. He saved the lead from changing back in the sixth inning for the Threshers, making a pair of really nice defensive plays behind the plate as he fouls back the first pitch to make it 0-1. The first play actually was helped out by Otto Kemp, who is the go-ahead run on third next to a drawn-in infield for the Mighty Muscles. A fielder's choice. Kemp's quick hands got it back to Hediger, who slapped the tag on Whitaker to keep the game at 4-4. 0-1, another one fouled back by Hediger, and the count's 0-2. Then, about two pitches later, second pitch of the at-bat to Pancho Ruiz, Hediger fires a bullet that almost was too high and sailed into center field. Aiden Miller made a great snag at second base, and a tag applied with a throw coming in well ahead of the runner. And that ended the sixth inning. 0-2, bouncing breaking ball smothered by Ruiz, and the count now drops to 1-2. Kemp is on third, the go-ahead run in a 4-4 game. Threshers have had double-digit hits in two of four games, but nine tonight. Another one would give Clearwater the lead here in the seventh with a righty warming in their pen. Now the 1-2. He hits this one to second base. Kemp stays put at third. Pena looks him over and fires to first and gets the first out. So Hediger doing his job, taking it down the pole side, the other side of the runner, to give Kemp his best chance of coming home, but not hit hard enough to get into the outfield. Two more chances, though, and a sacrifice fly on the table as well. Ricardo Rosario up at the plate, and he is no stranger to big hits late in the game for the Threshers. He had two essentially game-deciding hits in a series back in July. High bouncer to the pitcher, bare-handed, throw home, and Kemp bowls into the catcher. Holding on is Ruiz, and that is the second out. Good thinking by Kemp, but an even better play by Danny Moreno. Bare-handing a high bouncer to keep this game tied at four. Just excellent work by Danny Moreno, and now the Threshers will reset to first base on the 1-2 fielder's choice to get the second out in the inning. Rosario, though, certainly a threat to steal, is digging into the first base bag, drags his sliding mitt onto his left hand. He's checked back at first base and gets it away from the tag, angling that right arm while putting the sliding mitt on. Moreno did a good job to just check over right then and there, but still couldn't get the quick and agile Ricardo Rosario back to first base. He slowly inches his lead towards second base, and Raylan Heredia digs in. First pitch taken for a called strike, fastball on the center of the plate, and now the count's 0-1. Sliding it all the way on for Rosario now. He'll keep his lead a little shorter with Moreno's eyes squarely on him. And check back over to first base. Another pickoff attempt failed by Danny Moreno as Rosario back in head first over at first base. Heredia walked in the sixth inning to lead off the frame. Threshers loaded the bases but left the runners there. And one of the reasons this game is still tied. Rosario's off for second. He got a great jump. Low pitch misses. Bouncing throw in time. And Pena slaps the tag on Rosario. The Threshers are caught stealing for the first time today. So Heredia will lead off the eighth, and we keep it at 4-4 heading into the top of the eighth inning.
At Big Care Ballpark, the early bird catches the deal. If you get your Threshers tickets in advance, you'll save money. So whenever you want to catch a baseball game, get your tickets before you go at ThreshersBaseball.com. Come cheer on your Threshers.
Baker Ballpark for fireworks in the sky and on the field. Every Saturday night, the Threshers bring the fireworks on the diamond, and after the game ends, we've got even more. Go to ThreshersBaseball.com for tickets and stay for the best fireworks show in the Bay Area.
Calling Jedi and Sith Lords to Bay Care Ballpark on Saturday, April 27th for Star Wars Night. Come dressed in your favorite Star Wars gear or costumes and bid online for the Threshers' signed Star Wars jerseys to support the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Citywide Facility Solutions will fill the sky with fireworks after the game. Use the Force and visit ThreshersBaseball.com for more information.
The last weekend in April is going to be a lot of fun at Bay Care Ballpark. Catch the Clearwater Threshers in minor league baseball action on Friday, April 26th for our first Beach Dogs night of the season. Bring your pet dog and the ticket will benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas. Stick around after the game for a post-game concert by the Bay Area's top country band, Whiskey County, on Saturday, April 27th. Travel.
On the final Friday of every month, the Clearwater Threshers transform into the Clearwater Beach Dogs. Bring your dog to the game to support a local pet charity and see the specialty beach dog jerseys in action. Later on in the year, we'll have even more specialty beach dog jerseys, but we don't want to give everything away on opening night. The pet charity this month, by the way, is the Humane Society of Pinellas. Now, Angel Del Rosario facing Drew Garrett for his season debut, missing upstairs with a fastball to start off the former Blue Jay with a 1-0 count. 4-4 the score, top of the eighth inning on opening night here at Bay Care Ballpark as Garrett winds and deals. Swing and a miss. Pulling the string with the breaking ball is Garrett, going from a 94-mile-an-hour heater to a nice little slider. That evens the count at 1-1. Garrett, a Missouri graduate, 19th round pick of the Phillies in 2022, as he gets another slider by Del Rosario for a called strike two. 12 games in the Complex League last year. Opponents hit about 200 against him as high fastball misses, and it's 2-2. Missed all of 2022 with a right elbow sprain at Missouri before the Threshers. Before the Phillies picked him up in the draft. 2-2 pitch, missing upstairs, and it's 3-2. Three-pitch mix for Garrett. The curveball is a very, very tertiary pitch as it's a primary fastball and slider combo for the 23-year-old out of Mizzou. 3-2 pitch. High fastball and a leadoff walk puts Del Rosario on the board. Reached base twice in three plate appearances now, and a leadoff walk is never a good thing for a pitcher, particularly a new one. Garrett making his first appearance with the Threshers, played his entire career in the Florida Complex League last year, a 9.45 ERA in 13 and a third innings pitched. First pitch now to Byron Churio, bunt pulled back, and it's a 1-0 count as the fastball misses upstairs. Churio walking a run in the sixth, RBI and a ground out in the third, and he is 0-2 on the evening. 1-0 now to Churio, and sends a pickoff attempt, just slipped out of the hands of Garrett, but Anthony was still able to come up with it over at first base. Del Rosario with a steal already today, one in the third inning off of Luke Russo. 23-year-old Garrett sent from the stretch. He deals. Del Rosario goes. Pitch misses. A great throw by Hediger. Just in time is Del Rosario. And he was safe by a matter of inches on that one. Another powerful throw from Caden Hediger. And he is going to be a certain threat defensively for the Threshers behind the plate. It's a 1-1 count to Churio, though. At least the pitch was a strike. The throw was a strike, too. Just too good of a jump for Angel Del Rosario. So Saltaban backing up, heels on the edge of the outfield grass. And actually the count is 2-0 to Byron Churio. Now it's 3-0, fastball missing upstairs. Rio to Churio. Del Rosario moving around, and the fastball misses upstairs for ball four to Byron Churio. So the first two batters that Garrett has faced in a single A have reached with a walk. Go-ahead run on second, and out comes Gustavo Armas, joined by Caden Hediger. So we're all tied here in the top of the eighth inning. We've seen some minor league scores. Let's take a spin around the majors, shall we? Starting, of course, with the Philadelphia Phillies, where Zach Wheeler is spinning a two-hit shutout gem against the Cardinals. Unfortunately, though, the Phillies have yet to score as well. That is in a scoreless tie over in St. Louis, Wheeler to Nolan Arenado at the moment. The rest of the league starts in Cleveland, 7-5 lead for the White Sox over the Guardians. Reds trailing to the Brewers 9-1 in the bottom of the seventh in Cincinnati. Elliot De La Cruz just reached with a single. Yankees leading the Marlins in the Bronx, 2-0 the score through five innings, and the fifth just ended. So into the box now is Rain Doncone. Garrett is going to pitch, and the pitch goes away. Runners go on the wild pitch, moving Churio to second, and the tying run in Del Rosario is on to third base, so the Threshers infield will draw in. Blue Jays lead the Mariners 5-0 through five innings in Toronto. Dodgers lead the Twins 3-0, top of the fifth over in Minnesota. Braves lead the Mets 4-0 in the bottom of the fourth inning over in Atlanta. And the Astros leading the Royals through 3.5, 3-0 over at the K. Next pitch, 1-0 count. This one lifted high and deep out to center field. Should be enough for both runners to tag, but Musu Asiedu makes the catch. Both runners tag and one scores. Del Rosario coming home on the sacrifice fly. Churio to third, and it's 5-4 in the top of the eighth inning in favor of the Mighty Muscles. So Doncone with his second RBI and second sack fly of the day, and the infield will stay in with one out and a man on third base, and Jose Rodriguez now up to the plate. Two more big league games in progress. Rangers leading the A's 2-1, top of the third inning over in Texas. Arizona already on the board in the top of the first against Colorado. 1-0 the score there in the Mile High City. And that's it for all the games in progress over in the big leagues as the slider misses upstairs to make it a 1-0 count to Jose Rodriguez. Three more major league games yet to start. Rays and Angels to begin in a little less than an hour as Rodriguez fouls off a breaking ball to even the count at 1-1. Nats and Giants to begin at 9:45 in exactly an hour in San Francisco. And the Padres hosting the Cubs at 10:05. Joe Musgrove against Ben Brown in San Diego, and that is what I will be watching when I get home. But Tigers beat the Pirates 5-3. David Bednar blowing his first save of the season and earning the loss. Orioles slapping the Red Sox 7-1 in Fenway Park. Brian Bello gets the loss against ace Corbin Burns. Swing and a miss for Rodriguez, 1-2 the count. And the top of the eighth inning, 5-4 lead for the Mighty Muscles here at BayCare Ballpark. 1-2. Wave and a whiff, strike three. Rodriguez way too slow on the fastball. And Drew Garrett getting his first K in a Threshers uniform for the second out of the eighth inning. So the infield will revert back to normal depth for Brandon Winokur, who had a bases-clearing triple in the sixth. So he's 1-for-1 off the Threshers' bullpen, but Luke Russo K'd him twice in his first two ABs. First pitch cut on and miss, swinging in the dirt at a slider, and it's 0-1. Vlad Guerrero might have been able to hit that ball, but Winokur cannot. 0-1 the count to the Mighty Muscles shortstop. Two outs, and Byron Churio on the third base bag for Fort Myers. 0-1, fastball at the neck, and it's 1-1. Right-handed hitting Winokur, right-handed hitting Drew Garrett. Right-hand throwing Drew Garrett, and the fastball again misses upstairs, 2-1. 5-4 the lead, but it is not the first time that this lead has changed. Threshers scored the first run, Mighty Muscles the next two. Threshers tied it up in the fourth and then took the lead in the fifth as the fastball misses up, or slider, excuse me, misses upstairs to make it 3-1. Then after taking the lead in the fifth, Fort Myers responded by tying it in the sixth, and they just took the lead on that sacrifice fly two at-bats ago. 3-1 count now to Winokur. Fastball right down Main Street, and it's 3-2. Full count to Brandon Winokur. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Garrett deals. Wave and a whiff, strike 3. Fools him with the slider. And the last 2 batters of the 8th strike out. As the Threshers up in the bottom half of the inning now. One run for the Mighty Muscles. No hits, no errors, and 1 man left on base. 5-4 the lead for Fort Myers. Threshers hoping to change that in the bottom of the 8th.
The last weekend in April is going to be a lot of fun at BayCare Ballpark. Catch the Clearwater Threshers in minor league baseball action on Friday, April 26th for our first Beach Dogs night of the season. Bring your pet dog and the ticket will benefit the Humane Society of Pinellas. Stick around after the game for a post-game concert by the Bay Area's top country band, Whiskey County, on Saturday, April 27th. Travel to a galaxy far away on Star Wars night with post-game fireworks lighting the sky over the ballpark. For tickets and more information, visit ThreshersBaseball.com.
Need another reason to buy Threshers season tickets? How about free food on Sundays? Season ticket holders eat free from a select menu at the Home Run Grill behind home plate, including hot dogs, popcorn, ice cream, and more every Sunday. For information, visit ThreshersBaseball.com and get your season seats today.
Don't forget that Taps and Tacos Night is every Thursday for every Threshers home game. Enjoy craft drafts from local breweries, plus all beverages are half price. Gates open at 5:30 p.m. with a 6:30 p.m. first pitch. And this year we have Moe's in the taco cart on the left field side. And it is taking all of my power to not have Moe's before Thursday because I want to do Taps and Tacos right. Started off with my first order of tacos and, well, anything else they have when I get to work on Thursday. Danny Moreno back in for the bottom of the 8th, starting off Raylan Heredia with a fastball for a called strike as I keep thinking about tacos, but honestly, that's not too much of a stretch from the norm. 0-1 to Heredia. This one hit on the ground the other way, and that's going to see its way into right field for a leadoff single. Heredia has led off each of his past 2 frames with a way to get on base, a leadoff walk in the 6th, and now a leadoff single in the 8th to put the tying run aboard. Heredia, a base-stealing threat, certainly has the speed to go, and we'll see if Owusu Asiedu can drive him home once again. He had an RBI single that drove in Rosario back in the 4th and is 2-for-3 on the night. Big lead at first for Heredia. Moreno fires home, and the slider settles in for a called strike. Heredia lengthen his lead. Black sliding mitt matching the armband on his right arm. 0-1 the count to Owusu Asiedu, and the pitch. High fly ball foul above the sweets behind home plate. And that will make the count 0-2. Anthony and Walton will be up next. Aiden Miller hoping to get a chance at the bat because that might mean the Threshers will tie the game, and they certainly hope to do that. A 5-4 deficit in the 8th inning. Threshers trailing despite out-hitting Fort Myers 10-4 as Owusu Asiedu smacks the slider back into the net to make it an 0-2 count. And he has been fantastic for the Threshers, though, so far. A pair of 2-hit games and now 3 total for Avery in his single-A debut. 0-2 the count to Avery Owusu Asiedu. Now the pitch. Fastball low and in. A great take by Owusu Asiedu, and it's 1-2. And we really have not seen a whole lot of challenges. I don't think we've seen any, actually. Not like that call was challengeable. That certainly looked low, but just something to note. 1-2 the count to Owusu Asiedu. Heredia thought about going. Instead, will stay put as the slider misses low and in, even the count at 2. And it looked like it would have been a good jump for Heredia, but Michael Jones must have called him back over at first. Gives him some advice ahead of the 2-2 pitch, and he inches towards the second base bag on the 2-2. Moreno keeps his focus on Owusu Asiedu. Now he deals. Swing and a miss. There's strike 3. slider gets by the bat of Owusu Asiedu, and two straight at-bats with a hit for Avery. That streak will end. That'll bring up Keaton Anthony, who did not end a streak today. In fact, he continued a streak of now 10 games where he has reached on base every single game, including postseason. As a Thresher, Anthony have reached at least once. Today, it was with a hit, a single, back in the sixth inning. He's 1-for-3. We'll see if Heredia is going to try for second. Off he goes. Fastball in there for a called strike. Poor throw by Ruiz, and Heredia comes off the bag, and he's out. He stole cleanly, but the first base umpire, Jared Neal, must have seen him come off the bag. That's a tough one to call. And we'll look at the replay here. It is very clear Heredia's left hand left the bag, and Brandon Winokur able to take advantage of that. So two outs now to Anthony in an 0-1 count as the fastball misses outside. Count now even at 1-1. Still looking for his first career home run is Keaton Anthony. 1-for-3 on the day. 2-for-9 on the season, and he swings and misses there at the slider to make it a 1-2 count. One ball, two strikes, two outs to Keaton. Threshers trail by one in the bottom of the eighth. Moreno deals. Chopped foul. That one's going to bounce into the on-deck circle and keep the count at 1-2. T.J. Walton is waiting in the wings for the Threshers. It's not a bad situation, though. If Anthony gets out here, the Threshers would have the top of their order up. And if not, who knows? Hopefully Anthony can lengthen this inning here. 1-2. Just got a piece of it and fouled off of his left leg, did Anthony, keeping the count at 1-2. Two gone in the eighth, one run in between these two teams. And a swing and a miss, there is strike three. Two strikeouts and a caught stealing end the eighth inning as the Threshers once again fail to score a run. No runs, one hit, no errors, no one left on base, and we head to the ninth inning. Close ball game, one run separates these two teams. 5-4 Muscles into the ninth.
Kids can be a part of the coolest minor league baseball club in town by joining the Little Anglers Kids Club with the Clearwater Threshers presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25, children 13 and younger can come to all 10 Thursday Thresher home games and take part in fun activities, receive cool gear, and enjoy free food. Plus, be sure to bring your glove for an on-field pregame catch and run the bases after the game to cap off 9 innings of fun. Go to threshersbaseball.com and join the Little Anglers Kids Club today.
Every Thursday night at BayCare Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Moe's will bring you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our BayCare Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home game. Visit threshersbaseball.com and bring the whole family.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone.
After the Threshers take on the Mighty Muscles this coming Friday and Saturday night, make sure to stick around for the best fireworks show in town. Clearwater Threshers are known for having a whole lot of fireworks. And we're getting our first two shows of the season this weekend. New pitcher for the Threshers, Saul Teron. He got the first save of the season for Clearwater. And now he is in to try and keep this a one-run ball game. 5-4, Muscles lead in the ninth inning. And the Threshers do not want to allow another run. Isaac Pena takes a 1-0 pitch. Quickly is Teron going. And the fastball ties the count at one ball and one strike. It'll be Pena, Ruiz, and Aguiar in the top of the Threshers' order will start the ninth as the fastball misses up and away, giving the count 2-1 in favor of Isaac Pena. Pena reached on a fielder's choice in the sixth inning, and that was caught stealing, victim of two great plays by Caden Hediger as he bounces the ball off the sweets, and the count evens at 2 balls and 2 strikes. 0-0 on the foul there is Pena. Now Teron deals. Wave and a whiff, strike 3. Breaking ball gets by Pena, and Threshers relievers have struck out each of the last 3 batters. 2 in a row from Garrett, and now Saul Teron getting his first K on the first batter that he faced. 22 years old is Teron, amateur free agent in 2022 out of the capital of Venezuela in Caracas, as Ruiz takes a slider to make it a 1-0 count. A 5-pitch mix for Teron, 4-seam and a 2-seam fastball, the slider that you just saw, as well as a change and a cutter for Saul. 1-0. Hit on the ground over to short. Miller charging. Hits it with the glove. Fires over to first in time. Smooth as ever from Aiden Miller. And he has been practicing those running throws from short so consistently during batting practice, during drills. He is just so focused on trying to get better. 2 quick outs in the top of the ninth inning as the Threshers look to keep it a 1-run game. Carlos Aguiar at the dish to face Saul Teron. First pitch to Aguiar, swing and a miss, well behind a 94-mile-an-hour heater. And Teron able to hit the mid-90s with his fastball. He's gone as high as 95 between this year and last. 0-1, fastball in there for a called strike, and it's 0-2. Working quickly, Teron, the pitch, just got a piece of it. Aguiar loops the slider back into the netting and keeps the count at 0-2. Teron, 1 inning, 2 walks, 3 strikeouts, back on Friday to get the save. Now the 0-2 here. Breaking ball, missing outside, and it's 1-2. Not eligible for the save is Teron. And the Threshers need to help him out if they want to get him in the decision. Right now it's Drew Garrett in line for the loss. Next pitch, fastball, missing outside, and it's 2-2. Garrett's final line. Did not allow a hit, but allowed 1 run in 1 inning of work, 2 walks and 2 strikeouts. And he's in line for the loss. Now the 2-2. Called strike 3. Changeup settles on the outside corner, and Saul Teron does his job, bookending the inning with strikeouts, and now the Threshers look to turn it around in the ninth. 1-run ball game, 5-4 lead for the Muscles. Top of the Threshers' order coming in the bottom of the ninth.
Every Thursday night at Baker Ballpark is Taps and Tacos Night, and Moe's will bring you the tastiest Tex-Mex in town. And if you're 13 and under, you can join our Baker Kids Little Anglers Club for just $25 and come to every Thursday home. Visit ThreshersBaseball.com and bring the whole family.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Do you like tacos? Then come on down to Big Care Ballpark for Taps and Tacos Night, presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. Every Thursday home game, we have great deals at Moe's Tacos Cart in left field and drink specials throughout the ballpark. Top-notch tacos pair well with half-price fountain drinks, waters, as well as draft beers and cocktails at Frenchie's Tiki Bar. Get your tickets at ThreshersBaseball.com and come with an appetite.
Keep up to date with the Threshers by following us on social media. Follow us at Threshers on Twitter and at Threshers Baseball on Instagram. We're also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and at Clearwater Threshers on TikTok.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free.
It all comes down to this. Opening night and a one-run ball game. Top of the order and a lefty pitcher for three righties for the Clearwater Threshers. Cade Bragg, 6'1", 190, 17th rounder out of Angelo State in 2023. Stepping up to face T.J. Walton, Aiden Miller, and Devin Saltabon. First three picks from the Phillies' 2023 draft, trying to power the Threshers to a victory on opening night. A 1-0 to Walton starts off the ninth. Next pitch, cut on and miss. T.J. underneath the high sinker, and it's 1-1. Walton's 0-for-4 on the day. K's in his last two at-bats. 1-1. Holds up the swing. And appeal to first, says he did not go. Jared Neal makes it a 2-1 count. The lefty deals. Swing and a miss. Behind the fastball is Walton, and it's 2-2. 5-4 the score. Threshers out hitting the Mighty Muscles by 10-4. As Walton swings and misses for the third straight time. Two outs remaining in the ninth inning. The Threshers have walked four and struck out 16, but the Mighty Muscles have just taken advantage of all of their chances, leaving just two runners aboard. The Threshers have left eight on the base paths as Miller takes the sinker low for ball for strike one. Aiden is 1-for-3 on the day, scored two runs and stole two bases. Each time he reached base, he stole second and scored. Now the count evens at 1-1, so the Threshers certainly trying to get him on base here in the ninth inning. 1-1. Hard ground ball up the middle, but right to Winokur at short. He gobbles it up, fires the throw to first, picked, and it's in time. And Rafael Cruz just barely made that snag before Miller reached base, and the Threshers down to their final out. Devin Saltabon, who drove in the first run of the ball game for the Threshers, up at the dish to try and extend this game. The Mighty Muscles lead 5-4 here in the top of the ninth inning. And Saltabon trying to keep that going against the lefty. Fastball right down the pipe, and it's 0-1. Saltabon hasn't recorded a hit since his first at-bat. Flyouts to each field in the outfield in his last three. 0-1, this should do it. Fly ball, shallow right field. Cruz searching for it. Backpedaling, two-handed grab, and that's the ball game. A quick ninth inning. And the Threshers strand eight men on the base. Out hit the Mighty Muscles 10-4, but fall 5-4. On a spoiled opening night at BayCare Ballpark. Drew Garrett tagged with the loss. One run allowed in one inning of work. Danny Moreno gets the win for the Mighty Muscles. And the save goes to Cade Bragg. So, the Threshers. Four runs on 10 hits. Neither team with an error. Five runs on four hits for the Mighty Muscles. And Fort Myers pulls out the unlikely win to get to 3-1. Threshers fall to 500 at 2-2. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll have a quick post-game show, some highlights, some scores, and then we'll see you tomorrow night. We'll be right back with a post-game show on the Threshers Broadcast Network.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Become a member of our Silver Sharks Club, presented by BayCare, for just $30 to get free tickets and free parking and so much more for every Wednesday home game. Visit our website at threshersbaseball.com for more information and to sign up today.
Join the coolest club in town, the Little Anglers, presented by BayCare Kids. For only $25 per child per season, kids 13 and younger receive a ticket and food voucher to all Thursday home games. with activities by the BayCare Kids Wellness and Safety Center. Join and grab your exclusive Threshers gear today.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to the postgame show here on the Threshers Broadcast Network. Threshers fall 5-4 on their home opener for the second time this decade. They won the home opener last year, but tonight unable to cross the mighty muscles. Let's take you through it. Luke Russo was certainly the highlight of the game for the Threshers. Two runs allowed in five innings, but tying George Clausen's mark with nine strikeouts over the contest in five innings of work. And Russo, certainly dominant on the mound. He struck out the last seven batters of the game. And it was the bullpen that the Mighty Muscles were able to jump on despite the dominance of Luke Russo. As for the runs scoring, the Threshers were the team that got the scoring started. Really helped out Luke Russo in the early goings of the contest. The first inning of the ball game was when they got it started. Aiden Miller reached on a one-out walk in the first and then immediately stole second base. On a 3-1 count, Devin Saltabon took Mighty Muscles starter Cesar Larez the other way, scoring Miller from second for the game's first run. With one out in the fifth inning, Miller then singled and stole second base after Forrest Myers' first two batters reached and scored to start the third inning and gave them a 2-1 lead. Ricardo Rosario doubled on the first pitch he saw before Avery Owusu-Asiedu singled in to tie the game at two runs. Then, in the fifth inning, Aiden Miller once again singled and stole second base. With two outs in the frame, Otto Kemp singled to right, and Miller scored from second to tie the game to give the Threshers a 3-2 lead. Then the rally continued till the next at-bat when Caden Hediger doubled the opposite way to plate Kemp and doubled the Threshers' lead to 4-2. Fort Myers added two more runs on a Brandon Winokur triple in the sixth to tie the game, and then they took the lead on a sacrifice fly in the eighth inning. The Threshers stranded eight runners on base but couldn't get a man aboard in the ninth inning after getting the leadoff man on in the eighth, and they fell 5-4 in their home opener. Clearwater, though, will be back tomorrow night here against these Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. First pitch at 6:30. Pregame show begins at 6:20 here on the Threshers Broadcast Network. For the pitching staff, Luke Russo did a great job from the mound. Nine strikeouts, as I mentioned. Two runs on two hits for Braden Tucker in two innings of work. A walk and three strikeouts. Neither of them got a decision. It was Drew Garrett who got the decision, allowing one run on two walks and two strikeouts. In the eighth inning, Saul Tehran pitched a perfect ninth, 1-2-3 frame, with one strikeout in his second inning of the year. He has not allowed a run in his two innings of work so far. For the Mighty Muscles, Danny Moreno earned the victory, his first of the season. The save goes to Cade Bragg, also his first of the season for Fort Myers. Threshers hope to even up the series tomorrow. Once again, the pregame show will start at 6:20. Gates open at 5:30, and the game starts at 6:30. That's going to do it for tonight's contest, though. Threshers falling 5-4 to the Mighty Muscles on the first game of the season at BayCare Ballpark and the home opener for Clearwater. 65 more games at home to go, 127 for the rest of the minor league season. We hope you'll tune in for as many of them as you can. Thank you guys for tuning in to tonight's contest. On behalf of the Threshers Broadcast Network, my name is Josh Sperber. I want to thank all of you for listening to the broadcast tonight, and we hope you enjoy your Tuesday night. See you tomorrow, Threshers fans.